got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning. How are y'all? It's Thursday again. And you can get involved by calling 888-77-5377-888-77-JESSE. My biblical question, doozy, which do you prefer? Being good or doing good? Which do you prefer? Being good or doing good? Which do you prefer? Being good or doing good? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just got to do what you got to do, you want to stay home and watch the show, but you're like, what the? I got to go and take my children to a public school because I hate them. I don't want to stay home and raise them. Or you are going out and protesting ICE, pretending that you love the illegal aliens, and it's just a thrill. Or you hating yourself and others. Or you want to hurt others, whatever. Or you just working out, walking, running, lifting weights, or whatever. You can podcast the show, but you can listen on your iPhone, on your phone. For 35 years, I've been saying iPhone, iPad, and I've been corrected. After 35 years, they say, you got to say phone. And when the white man said, when my master say, you got to say phone, I say phone. I say, yes, master, phone. So you can listen on your phone by calling the Listen Line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or burn JLP Cash App. Burn JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. Not only is it, it's a third Thursday of the month, so tonight, ladies form for ladies only. Every third Thursday night of the month, it's ladies form tonight. And it's Thursday, it is, because we love the Bible Thumpers. It is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, God.
Oh,
God.
God.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
I don't feel your pain.
I don't feel
are
your
you
pain.
Ready?
Yeah. Hallelujah. Ooh. On fire. The world is a sick place. Isn't that amazing? And it's going to get worse. My country is going to get worse. But you don't have to be sick anymore. You don't have to be you anymore. All who will receive the kingdom of heaven within can have it. There is a new way to live. It is finished. It is done. But you, in order to have this kingdom of heaven within and to live from heaven within right here on earth, you got to give up something. You got to give up a false life in order to have real life. Ain't nowhere you can read the Bible. You can go to church and lift up holy hands. You can pray to the Lord. You can sway back and forward. You can go down to the front of the church and accept Jesus. You can believe that Jesus is God. You can do all that. And unless you give up a life, a false life, an illusionary life, a not you life, an ego life, which is evil, you will never receive eternal life. It's not going to happen. It just ain't no way around it. Eternal life is for all who will receive it. But you got to give up a life. You got to give up your anger, your fake happiness, your fake helping others, your phony smile, your phony love, your phony ideas, your phony thoughts, your phony emotions. You got to give it up. Death must precede life. Ain't no way around it. And what I've noticed in the last 35 years, it's the hardest thing in the world for men and women to do, human beings, is to give up the phony life, the illusion of life, the false self. But who will I be if I give up me? They say, who will I be if I let go of all that I know? They say, who will I be if I don't have anger? If I don't have fake happiness? If I don't have friends or family or whatever? Who will I be? And they refuse to give up the illusion of life, the fake life. They would rather suffer in it and call it life. But who will I be if I stop thinking, they say? You say, Jesse, that all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. But who will I be if I stop thinking? They say. Death must occur before you can have everlasting life. There just ain't no way around it. And to die from illusions, because that's what death is just illusions. It's just phony. It doesn't exist. But you believe it does. You believe, without a doubt, that you are your thoughts, you are your emotions, you are you. Christ came and Christ died of the illusions. It was in the plan. And he knew that death had to go before life can appear. And even though you're suffering with fear, loneliness, suicidal thoughts, worry, insecurity, fake smile, fake hellos, fake goodbyes, fake love, fake marriages, fake children, fake friendships, fake everything, you refuse to give it up. You just refuse to let it go. And as long as there are people who really do want to let it go, and they are having a tough time letting it go, they won't let it go. They fight to say they want to let it go. But they fight to hold on to it while pretending to let it go. What now? Death, the false self, the illusion of life must perceive life. You got to die. You must die from the false self. Reading the Bible and all that, going to Bible study, Bible class, lifting up holy hands, whooping and hollering and crying, Lord, Lord, please help me. Jesus, help me. Ain't going to do it. You got to let go. You got to let go and let the truth take over. And it will. But the demons inside of you will have a hissy fit. They don't want to leave you. They have convinced you that you are the demons. And you hold on to them. What a mess! Human beings, we live in a sick world. This is hell on earth. Inside of human beings, inflicting their misery on themselves and others. And they laugh and they smile when they think they have inflicted pain upon you. There's demons, just like your demons' friends. All of your friends are devils. Those in your head and those inside of other people are devils. You don't have a friend, not even your own husband. Ladies, or your own wife, husband. They are your enemies. They are not your friends. And evil is having its way inside of human beings. And you think it's you. NBC News has reported. Gateway Church founder Robert Morris plead guilty to 5 felony counts of lewd or indecent act with a child. The survivor, Sydney Clinshire, which is 12 years old, when the abuse began in 1982. Watch this from NBC News.
Thank you, Jesus, for
the man who once led one of the largest congregations in America. Today, walking into an Oklahoma courthouse, pleading guilty to sexually abusing an underage girl.
This has taken my entire lifetime to get here.
That girl was Cindy Klimashire, now 55. Inside the courtroom, delivering a message to her abuser through tears, as Gateway Church founder Robert Morris admitted to 5 felony counts of lewd or indecent acts with a child in the 80s.
People need to know who he is, that he came into our home as a pedophile, disguised as a preacher.
The abuse began on Christmas night in 1982, Cindy says, when she was 12 and Morris 21. It continued for years. A secret Cindy kept until 1987, when she told her parents and church leaders, and for the first time last year, shared publicly.
He started by touching my breast and putting his hands in my pants.
Decades passed. Morris grew into an evangelical powerhouse, even serving on President Trump's spiritual advisory council, at times alluding to past transgressions in his sermons.
Sexual temptation is an appetite of the flesh. And I developed an appetite before I was saved.
His sins that NBC News reported on last year, now officially crimes.
Amazing. Amazing. Hell on earth. Earth is not heaven. And man is not God. You have been given the commandment to pray for your enemy. Pray for one another. Amazing, huh? Morris was handed a 10-year sentence and will only serve 6 months in a county jail. Watch this.
Morris handed a 10-year sentence, though he will only serve 6 months in a county jail as part of the negotiated plea deal. He will also have to register as a sex offender and pay $250,000 in restitution.
There is hope to come out of shame and to be whole again. And that's my hope for me, my hope for other victims, and even for Robert.
For this survivor, justice decades delayed, but tonight no longer denied.
All for the thrill of it. And there is no such thing as a victim. You are not a victim. Okay, what has happened? You're not a victim. You've been lied to. But you love the idea of being a victim. You love the idea of being a victim. And women love, not all, but most, love destroying men. They get a thrill from it. They love destroying men. They love destroying the image of God. And they call themselves victims. Earth is not heaven. And man is not God. Human beings are evil. And in human beings, there is no love. You couldn't find love if you had to, if your life depended on it. And it doesn't matter what your religion is or is not. Hell is on earth. In human beings, you need a brand new nature. Your nature, your human nature is dark and wicked and judgmental and evil. And it is not you. You can overcome. There's a way out. There is a way out. You don't have to be you any longer. Really, there's a way out. It's been made possible by the Son of the Father. God sent his Son that you may be free. and you can be free right here on earth. You don't have to wait till you die. What the? I would recommend, but do what you want, that you don't wait until you die because you don't want to drop your body in your misery. You're stuck. At least while you live, you have a chance to overcome. And human beings love inflicting misery upon other human beings. They roam the earth to see who they can hurt, and then they laugh. And then they smile, and they call that joy. They call that life. They call it revenge. Isn't that amazing? But inwardly, they're miserable. Because one attack on one person doesn't last. They got to find another one. And if they can't find someone out there far away from them, they'll turn on the one that's closest to them, whether it's the wife or the husband or the children or the uncle or the aunt or the nephew or the nieces, whatever, or the father or the mother. Human beings are evil, and there's no love in them at all. They rejoice at other people's misery, and they call it life. And it's going to get worse. Disease, hell on earth. And the Bible, reading the Bible ain't going to stop it. There's nothing wrong with reading the Bible. But don't read to remember. Pick it up, read a little something, a little bit, wherever you open it up to, and put it away. It's gone to get worse. It's so bad now that people fighting everywhere. They're fighting at McDonald's, at Popeye's Chicken. They're fighting at the park. They're fighting at the basketball game, football game, homecoming game. They're fighting at church. They're fighting in the homes. They're fighting on the freeways. And they call it road rage. But it's really evil. Arizona family is reporting. Arizona's family sat down with former Phoenix Police Department Darren Birch to get his take on why the valley is seeing so many instances of road rage lately. Watching from Arizona Family 3 TV.
This is video of a man jumping out of his vehicle and physically assaulting a driver in another car. It happened in the middle of the day in central Phoenix. This past Saturday, a driver was shot and killed following a confrontation between two motorists in front of a Starbucks. And Wednesday morning, a driver was shot along Interstate 10 in another suspected case of road rage.
There's individuals who have that propensity towards violence.
We sat down with former Phoenix Police Detective Darren Birch to get his take on why we're seeing so many incidents of road rage lately. He says when people are on edge and stressed out about things going on in their lives, it doesn't take much for them to lose their temper and lash out.
It doesn't have to be somebody who's already on the criminal spectrum. It could be just a normal person that just is having a really bad time in their life. Stress building, building, building. Then they're in what might be a normal situation. Somebody cuts them off and they lose it. And all of a sudden become violent and outraged and thus road rage.
Amazing. It's not road rage. It's demons that made a home in you. That's what it is. Not you, folks. It's something else that made a home in you. But you call it you. I am mad. I am full of road rage. I am love. I am this. That's the false self. It's not you. And it's going to get worse because in my country, America, America first, you have been told that everybody's anger angry. It's human nature, you say. I can't function if I don't have anger, you say. You call anger you, a false self, but you truly believe it's you, and you blame others for you getting angry. You made me angry, you say. Not knowing that that anger is inside of you, and no one can make you feel anything that's not in you. And you blame them, and you're never going to overcome. When you're hurting, just know that you are wrong. When you're hurting, and when I say hurting, I mean lonely, sad, glad, depressed, jealousy, envy, strife, revenge, resentful, angry, afraid, suicidal, wanting to be like others, jealous of others. When you're hurting, and that's what hurting is, just know you are wrong. You're wrong when you're hurting. It is abnormal. Abnormal. It is not a normal state of being. It's abnormal to hurt. It's abnormal to feel psychological, emotional pain. It's not a normal state of being, but you have accepted as being normal, and you're going to take medication for it. They call it HDD. They call it all kind of crazy names, but it's spiritual. Something made a home in you, and it is controlling you. And you don't have to be you anymore. You can be free. You can have peace. And the world will hate you for the peace, but that's on them. It has nothing to do with you. Look how those people fight on the road, just out and jumped out the car. What do you think made them jump out the car and go attack somebody else? Look at there. What do you think is making them do that? It's not them, but they believe it's truly them, and they feel justified. You made me angry, you say. If you had not done that to me, I would not have jumped out of my car and beat you. You told Harpo to beat me. All my life, I've been beat by men. My daddy, my brothers, my uncles, my cousins. I ain't gonna take it no more, you say. And you fighting on the road. Just think about that. You're driving your car. Somebody else is driving their car. You're both on the road. You don't know each other at all. You don't know what's going on in that person, in their car. You get mad and you jump out of your car and fight them because you blame them for jumping, either getting in front of you or holding you up in traffic, and you fight. And you blame them that you're fighting. You feel justified. You feel justified from hating your fellow man. You don't pray for them. You don't pray for your enemy. You hate your enemy and you get a thrill. You are afraid of dying for one reason and one reason only. You love the thrill of being afraid of dying. 888-7753-773. Quick break. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering, or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. I want you to know and remember, even if you don't believe it, you don't need to believe it. If you're hurting, you are hurting because you are wrong. Really? Because you are wrong. If you were not wrong, you wouldn't be hurting. What the? Women's Forum tonight at 7 p.m. Come on down. Those ladies' meetings are amazing. I don't think anywhere in the planet, on the planet, there are women's forum like the ones we hold. The ladies are working on themselves. Really. And it's like amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with the ladies. They are overcoming. It ain't easy sometimes, but they stick with it. So 7 p.m. Ladies Forum tonight. Like this video right now. Like it. Like it. Do me a kind favor and like this video. Tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the Crete don't rise, a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. A fun but yet interesting conversation with Lauren Salon. Lauren is a LA-based dating and relationship coach. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I noticed that women do not know what they want.
Most women want to be loved and understood on a very, like, deep level.
Do you agree with me that women who sleep around are sluts?
I can see where you're coming from. And that's not to say that it's her fault.
Why is it hard to say, yes, it's her fault? The God below is the woman's God.
What is the God below?
Satan.
That's a bold statement.
But true. It was fun talking to Lauren. Tomorrow at 11 a.m., brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. And you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or going to jesseleepeterson.locals.com. He black. And support the Fallen State. And support of all our social media platforms. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. JLP Talk on X. Rumble.com. You got to know how to rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Cozy.tv/JLP. Kick. KICK.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Pews.net/Jesse Lee Peterson. Like, follow, comment, subscribe. What the? Just know and remember, if you are hurting, it's because you are wrong. And you can't blame anybody else. Jumping out of your car, fighting people on the freeway or at a market or wherever they fight now, you are hurting because you are wrong. ABC 13 is reporting. A family says they asked an off-duty deputy to call 911 for a girl having a seizure and said no. He was like, what, dawg? You have your own phone. You call them. I ain't here for you. I'm here for Walmart. Whatever the store that you're working for. Watch this from ABC 13.
It just happened all of a sudden.
Evelyn Orgeta says it's one of the most terrifying moments she's experienced as a grandmother.
Her head kind of just flipped back in the basket and her eyes rolled back.
As her granddaughter, 5-year-old Marissa, had what Texas Children's Hospital would later go on to diagnose as a seizure at this East Harris County Walmart Sunday. She says as her crying family struggled to keep the little girl on her side so she wouldn't choke on her own vomit, they had a tough time directing 911 dispatchers to the Walmart.
Had Marissa ever had seizures before?
No, this was the very first time.
Scared and unsure of the store's exact address, she says they sought out a man in a Harris County Sheriff's Deputy uniform working an off-duty security job for help, asking he call 911.
The officer then told my son, no, that's what you have your own phone for. Use your phone. What do you think? I can just pick up this walkie-talkie and get some help here for you?
With each plea, she claims his responses grew more and more combative.
Went like this with his finger, and he told me, I don't work for you. I work for Walmart.
You want the black man to do some extra work. What? What do you think? It's the plantation? He worked for Walmart, not for you. He black. He appeared to be black, at least. They gonna run to the black man for help. What the? Is you paying me to do this? You ain't paying me. Walmart pay me. You call your own 911. You got a phone. You got a mouth and you can pray. And if you fail to pray and your soul get lost, ain't nobody's fault but yours. The grandmother of the child says she believed the deputy should be fired. Watch this.
All the while, she says little Marissa continued to seize, soaked in her own urine.
He swore and took an oath to protect and serve. He did not help. He failed. He sat inside of Walmart, refused to come outside. He refused to call 911. He sat on a chair and refused to move.
In a statement, the sheriff's office telling ABC 13 they became aware of the incident Monday and have opened an internal affairs investigation.
Do you think that he should still be working as an officer?
I know. I don't think so. I mean, if you won't get up off of a chair to come and help, and we've told you a 5-year-old is outside on the ground having a seizure, what else are you going to not do?
So now she want revenge. He should be fired because he didn't help her. Why you argue with him about helping, coming and help? Why didn't you just call? You had your own phone. Now she want him fired. All for the thrill of it. She want revenge. Human beings are evil. It's not enough to disagree. Oh, okay, you don't have to help me. I wish you well. Pray for him. You want revenge. Like that going to make the situation better. It'll just be a thrill. Human beings are evil. All human beings. Until they start to overcome. And only a few will find that straight and narrow path and will overcome. Eternal life is for all who will receive it. But being that human beings are evil and they think that that's who they are, only a few will receive it. The lady like, oh, he should be fired. What the? Okay, he didn't want to help you? Wish him well and go your way. He was there for Walmart. And he wasn't, apparently he wasn't like a police on duty. He was a security guard. Revenge is not for you. Revenge is not yours. You are told to pray for your enemy, pray for one another. You're not told to try to get revenge. And I would suggest that you don't, because what you do to others, it will come back on you. You can bank on it. What you put out, revenge, jealousy, envy, strife, will come back on you. It will. Ain't no way around it. Mark is from Michigan. Mark, you are on the air.
Hello, hello. Right. Important question.
Hello.
My friend. Hello.
Mark, you are on the air.
Jesse, my friend is a pothead. How do I help him?
By leaving him alone, staying out of his way, and not judging him.
Okay. Does that do? Can I do anything?
What?
Can I do anything about that? Like talk?
Nope. Because he want to be that way. If he, are you on a speaker, Mark?
Yes. Why?
Hold on, buddy. Darren, talk to Mark and let me know, and I'll come back to him. Let me go to Josh out of Georgia. Josh, you are on the air. You cannot be on a speaker or a Bluetooth, folks, when you on the air here. It doesn't come across. Hey, Josh out of Georgia. Hey.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me, sir.
Yes, sir. Georgia, on my mind.
All right. I was calling for that biblical question, sir.
Which do you prefer, being good or doing good?
I prefer neither.
And why not?
Because every time I try to be good or do good, it backfires on me. And I'd say that's a setup. It's like,
how does it backfire on you?
I fail at it. You know, I do evil instead. Well, something in me does evil instead, and I'd say the idea of doing good or being good is just a big setup, and it's kind of like what then. You know, Jesus also said that he wasn't doing good and that he wasn't good. So if Jesus isn't good. Something, that means being good is impossible.
Impossible. That's what you are to me. Impossible, yeah. Amazing. Thank you, Josh. I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday.
All right.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem, man. I'll be listening. Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Right. Let me go back to Michigan and talk to Mark. Oh, Mark's gone. Let me go to Asia and talk to Tay in Asia. Tay, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Tay.
Yo, what's up, Jesse?
All is well.
Me too. I got a question for you about thoughts and spirits.
Okay.
So these thoughts, right, their spirits is not thoughts, correct?
Right.
And so where do they come from if I know they're not me? And, like, is it something that traumatized me or something, or what is it?
They come from you being angry. You made room for the devil to enter into your mind when you became angry as a kid, traumatized by your mother. That's okay. Why when you forgive and become aware of them, they will disappear.
All right, I got two things to say to that. So my first question to that is, like, once God allowed me to, like, see and I forgave, and the light started shining on the darkness and I started becoming aware of them, because I wouldn't be able to see them if the light wasn't in me. But some of these thoughts, right, like, I would notice that they've been here for a while, like some like a year or two ago, and they're not as loud anymore. Like it gets, like it's weakened, like it's weaker. It doesn't hold as, it's not as powerful like they used to be. But some of them has been here for like a while, and I've seen that they haven't completely gone away. Like they're just kind of like in the background, and they might come like sporadically, but it doesn't do me any harm, like, because I know it's not me and I'm not fazed by it. So some thoughts I don't see completely go away. And I could see when I was a kid, when I got traumatized, why some might still be there. What do you have to say to that?
Just be aware of them. Do nothing about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about how long it takes. Don't get into time about it. Just be aware by the light, and the light will destroy the darkness. All thoughts and all emotions are dark. The so-called good emotion and the bad are darkness. Just be aware of the darkness by the light, and it will destroy them. Don't worry about it.
Okay. And my next question is, can we put ourselves in situations like in the present moment that will allow like other spirits to come in, like the thoughts, and it has nothing to do with like my upbringing?
Give me an example of what you mean.
Like let's just say, let's make an example. Like, let's say if, like, fear or something, let's say if I started sleeping around, right? If I started being a slut maker. And let's just say, I start getting thoughts, right, that say, like, oh, you're going to catch something or something, but it never happens, and it keeps coming over and over again, but I know it's not true. Did I create that myself, or how did that thought, or how did that spirit come in?
Well, because your mind is already open to those spirits by being angry, and so when they come and tempt you, because you don't see it happening, you don't resist temptation. You go with it. Once you believe that thought and you don't catch it right away, it more comes and they convince you. It goes from one thought like, oh, you got a disease. Oh, you're never going to get over it. Oh, you're going to die from this disease. Oh, this is going to happen. You're not catching. Resist temptation by becoming aware of temptation, the thoughts. The thoughts on temptations.
Yo, that is so deep. Like, that is so deep. Like, dang. Some of the things you say, it's just crazy. So you said the thought is a temptation, and if you don't catch it, it'll just keep coming back.
You resist temptation by being aware of temptation, being aware of the thoughts. And when you're aware of the thought, you cannot give in to temptation. You will resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
And let's say we do give in to the thought, like we don't catch it and we react to it, that's when it makes a home in us?
100%. It needs you to react. It needs you to feel good, or it needs you to feel afraid. You know how a lot of people feel thrills when they think they're hurting other people? They get revenge, or they gossiping, or they're doing this. The husband beating the wife, or the wife beating the husband, is all for the thrill. So they're not resisting temptation. They're giving in to temptation by going along with the thoughts to beat your husband or beat your wife. It's just a thought. You resist temptation by resisting thoughts.
That makes sense. Okay. All right. I got my answer.
Amazing.
Yeah. The thoughts, man, like, I mean, it's getting better. Like, well, I ain't going to even say that because I could trick my mind and say it's getting better.
Yeah, don't even have no conversation with thoughts or anything. I know we compensate because we got to communicate. But when they are happening in your head or inside of other people, just see it and do nothing about it. Don't communicate with it. Don't fight with it. Don't argue about it. Don't get into it. And I promise you, they will have to depart from you. They have no other choice because you're not giving it life by reacting to it.
Okay. Yeah, because some other thoughts I would react to them, and I didn't know that if I reacted to them, I was giving it false life so it can stay.
And they want you to react. They will have a fit if you don't react. They need you to feel something about the thoughts, and that way they can continue to live in you. They live off of your reaction. That's why when you do the silent prayer, when you practice being present, you're not reacting to anything or anyone. You will overcome. A quiet mind is where you want to be. A still mind is where the peace is.
Okay. All right. When are you running for president?
As soon as Trump is done.
I love to see you president, man.
I'm not lying, man. The Great White Hope, they call him King. They're going to have a King rally this, I guess, sometime soon. They call him King. Tay, stay with us, stay with it. And I want to encourage you, completely let go of the thought, even though you may feel them inside of you. Do nothing about them and let the light fight your battle for you. And it will. The light love you. And the light is here for you. And the light will never let you down. So let it fight for you. And you'll see it'll be amazing.
So all right. Appreciate you.
All right. Stay with it, buddy.
All right.
All right. Bye. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super, super.
Someone bought three coffees. How about next week's biblical question be, would you rather gain more in life or lose in life?
Interesting. Nice suggestion. Thank you.
Thank you, someone. Danny.
Yeah.
Bought a coffee. Saying, all right, Trump and the Laz. Yesterday's super chat was about King Trump treating my Prime Minister Starmer, Keir Starmer, like the beta he is. P.S. Come James, mate. I'm English. If I was Irish or Scottish, I wouldn't have given you $40 back. Laughing face. Gotta go. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. We'll read more later. I appreciate it. Let me take a break. Two more hours to go. Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake
Christmas
news.
Christmas is coming up. Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, all that coming up. I have some amazing books that would make for excellent gifts. I have the Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And then Rage, From Rage to Responsibility. Check it out. Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black Americans. And last but not least, a little small pocket guide, the 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Just a little thin piece of book, but it's so good. So check them out. You can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I can sign them if you order them that way. If you don't want me to sign them, no problem. You can order from Amazon.com, all right?
Oh.
a whole lot of mess getting cleaned up by our greatest president, but it's still going on in the world, and not everything can get cleaned up by our greatest president. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Bible Thumper Thursday, guys. It's also the third Thursday of the month, ladies. Women's Forum tonight, third Thursday of the month, October 16th, 2025, AD, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. You can go to rebuildingtheman.com/events, rebuildingtheman.com/events for the Women's Forum, ladies. JLP will be right back for the second hour of the show today here, okay? It is fake news, not fake news. So hang tight, callers. There's one line open. You can call in right now, even during fake news, to get on hold in order to get on air with JLP. No speaker, no Bluetooth, no headset, no AirPods, regular phone only, if you can. Okay, in some cases, there's rare exceptions, or we'll call it uncommon exceptions. Maybe I shouldn't even say that. But anyway, Common Nonsense Network, CNN reports on these shutdown layoffs. A so-called judge has ordered the Trump administration to halt immediately their efforts to lay off roughly 4,000 federal so-called workers. Are they really working? During the government shutdown, calling the move unlawful. Like some judge has the right. Give me a break. The ruling issued Wednesday follows a warning from the Office of Management and Budget Director that layoffs could climb north of 10,000. Very nice. That would be awesome. Let's continue back with the DOGE government, Department of Government Efficiency type of work. On Friday, the Trump administration began issuing reduction in force, or RIF, notices to thousands of employees across multiple agencies, following with in this bloated, evil, dark, disgusting federal government, right? Much of it is dark and much of it is disgusting. It's true. In a memo back in September, instructing agencies to prepare for mass layoffs in the event of a shutdown, the unions, these evil unions, communist unions, have argued that the government is unlawfully using the lapse in funding as justification for the layoffs, which have targeted programs and agencies favored by demon rats, I call them. But it's Democrats. What a mess. In the coming hours, the Israeli, in this Israel-Gaza ceasefire, the Hamas ceasefire, in the coming hours, the Israeli government is set to hold state memorial ceremonies for the victims of the October 7th attack. Now, it may already have started or taken place. I'm not sure because this was some hours ago that this report came out. Amid increasing anger that the bodies of several hostages, or at least a few, maybe more, have not been returned. So far, only nine of the 28 deceased hostages have been returned to Israel since the ceasefire deal took effect. The ones that had not been returned yet, right? Hamas said Wednesday they have handed over all of the bodies they can access, all right? And they will need significant efforts and special equipment to recover more remains. All those buildings got collapsed, and maybe some of the bodies were in those buildings. As the dispute over the deceased hostages continues, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, he told Common Nonsense Network, CNN, that Israeli forces could resume fighting in Gaza as soon as I say the word, and that's a quote, if Hamas does not uphold their end of the ceasefire deal. Crazy, huh? Interesting, I guess. Airport cyber breach, meaning an airport got hacked or something? I don't know. Unauthorized pro-Palestinian political messages praising Hamas and attacking our greatest President Trump and Israeli's Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu were broadcast through public address systems and terminals at four airports in the United States and Canada on Tuesday. Isn't that ridiculous? Disrupting operations and sparking investigations into the apparent hacks. Or was it rogue employees? But they were calling it apparent hacks. So Harrisburg International in PA, Windsor International in Ontario, and other places. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two. Thank you.
have to stand up strong. Make the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning again. It's the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5377-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy. For those who want to know themselves, what do you prefer, being good or doing good? Which do you prefer, being good or doing good? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just can't sit and watch the show, you can podcast. You can podcast, but you can also listen to the show no matter where you are, on your phone. On your phone by calling 650-650-615-4131. 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday, and because we love the Bible Thumpers, every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
News for you.
Lord.
We're getting closer to his return, and the closer we get to him, the faster things are going to happen, the faster the healings, the faster the deliverance, the faster.
Amazing. Fire. He's on fire for the Lord. So listen, callers, I have a guest in the studio, and we will be taking your calls. I have with me the one, the only, Matthew Smith. And Matthew is a world-renowned male fashion model and actor, having appeared on shows like New Girl and America's Next Top Model. He's also successfully expanded his career into writing and producing. Matthew, good morning. Hold on a minute, Matthew. Okay.
All right, we
now
good?
Yeah.
We're good. All right, cool. Thanks for having me, Jesse.
Yes, sir.
And I just want to say while we're recording that I'm a huge fan, and I don't say that lightly. I've been in this business for 15 years. I've met a lot of powerful, influential, kind-hearted people,
right.
But very few do I say I'm a fan of. And I want to clarify, we don't align on all views, but what I love about you is that you stand on your truth, which is the truth of the Holy Book,
yeah.
And you do not waver in that, and you're relentless in getting to the root of the question with anybody you talk to, and I think that more men should be that way.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of the problem with what we're facing in society today is a lack of that. a lack of knowing what you stand for and not, you know, not giving in. So I wanted to just commend you on that, and I'm grateful to be here.
Oh, amazing. Thank you, man. Yeah. That's amazing. I'm surprised, but thank you.
You're surprised.
Yeah.
I think I watched an interview you did the other day where you asked a guy the same question, I think, like for 5 straight minutes, just trying to get one, an answer. You didn't even change the question or anything. Just the same words. I was like, that is why you are great. That's why you're great. You don't stop.
Amazing. What? Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So were you just walking down the road and one day you decided, I'm going to be a model. I'm going to be an actor. How did that come about?
I believe the lie that the world can fulfill you and fame seemed real appealing.
Yeah.
And I'm 6'6", and so I just felt like it was an accessible route to fame, which was the lie of fulfillment.
Amazing.
And so that's what drew me to that, and it didn't take long. And then I was very blessed in the aspect that God quickly showed me that it's a false, and I had success. And I still am grateful for the success I've had, and I'm grateful for the lessons I've learned and the life I've lived. Because I'm able to sit here and express this truth that it's just it's just unfulfilling. But ultimately, I got the success that I thought I wanted, and I didn't feel any different. It was still empty. Like King Solomon says, you know, the only thing to fulfill you is a relationship with the Lord, and that's just true. And I've been able to sort of see that in my own life, and that's been a blessing, you know.
Amazing.
Yeah, and it has given me the ability to have these conversations. And so through that, it provides me purpose, right?
Right on. So were you born and raised in California?
Born in Arizona, raised mostly in Colorado, but my family moved around a lot. And then I moved to California in January 2011 at the age of 20. More so just because I was lost, really, and looking for fun and looking for something new.
All right.
And then, just sort of one thing led to another, right?
So you came out to California and decided, well, I'm going to give modeling and acting a chance. And were you surprised that it worked?
Man, that's a trick question. If I say yes, then if I say no, I seem pretty arrogant, right? You know what? Actually, I grew up an athlete. And when you're an athlete, you're taught that what you put in is what you get out, blood, sweat, and tears. There's no cheating. There's no cutting corners. You show up on time. You leave late. You work hard. That's sort of like the MO of being a good athlete. And that was the values instilled in me through athleticism. And to be honest, I had kind of like a negative connotation towards the entertainment industry because I just didn't see the work side of it.
Right.
I just sort of saw the gratification side. And then I also saw the self-absorbed side of it from the outside. And so I wasn't real drawn towards it, actually. But then I got offered to do a photo shoot, which obviously paid, and I did the photo shoot reluctantly. I got the money. And the truth is, on set, I found some really likable people, and I could relate to them, and they were artists, and they really loved what they did. And I thought, well, you know, this isn't so bad. I guess I could dissect this a bit more, you know. And I do want to clarify, although the industry as a whole, right, just the concept of the industry as a whole might have fleeting values. There are a lot of really good people within it, and I think that's the thing that has kept me coming around.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And so you played sports before you became a model and actor.
Mm.
What did you play?
Football.
Oh, football.
Yeah.
In college?
Yeah.
And were you good at it?
I thought I was until I went to college. I was first team wide receiver, All-State Colorado. I was very, very good in Colorado. And then I went to this college in Tennessee, Knoxville, called Carson Newman. And Ken Sparks at the time was the head coach. He's the number one most NCAA winning coach of all time. And I was the only white wide receiver on the team. And I couldn't get off the line of scrimmage for a week. I was totally out of my depth there. And fun fact, my nickname at this college was Yeah. And the reason why is because I couldn't understand what anyone was saying. So I would just say yeah to everything.
Oh,
so
because they were Southern speaking,
super Southern thick dialects. Yeah, so they would just say something to me. I would just be like, yeah, and that's all. So that was my nickname was yeah. And then I got injured in my freshman year, transferred to Colorado State, and my sports was sort of taken from me, and that was sort of my first time having to reinvent myself, and that's why ultimately I moved to California.
Was it hard to let it go?
Yeah, for sure. It was like, at a young age, it felt like a midlife crisis. When you put everything into something and that something gets taken from you, you got to figure out what else you're going to do. And at a young age, that's really hard. I don't think enough people really understand the impact that has for any athlete, right? That's why we got guys like LeBron James who are in their 40s, right, playing, because they love the sport, but also who are they without it, you know?
So do they love the sport? I understand you do love the sport, but do they love the fame and glory that come with it?
I definitely think that that makes it even more addicting, for sure. Yeah, I think it's an identity thing. And then, you love drinking the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
You know, if it wasn't so delicious, no one would be so addicted to it.
That's right.
You know?
That's amazing. And so... So did you become a slap maker while you're playing football?
What's that?
A slap maker?
Yeah.
You don't know what a slap maker is?
Uh-uh.
What the?
What's a slap maker? A slut maker? That's so funny. A slap maker. No, there are things called jersey chasers, and those are women who chase jerseys, right? That's self-explanatory. I was in a relationship at the time, and I was also very scared of getting in trouble. And so I just, a combination of having someone I was loyal to mixed with the fear of, awesome, I got coffee, I asked for it. the fear of getting in trouble kept me in line. Our coaches were at Carson Newman. It's a Christian college. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
He's drinking black.
Yeah, the best way.
Is that Punchy's coffee? That's my own coffee, man.
Oh, man. Okay, I got it.
Amazing. I have my own coffee. You black.
What?
Isn't that something?
Can I buy some here?
Uh-huh.
Can I bring it home with me?
Absolutely. And so.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Punchy's coffee.
Punchy's coffee.
Isn't
that
get
some at home and punch your morning up.
That's right. Amazing. So men who have sex out of wedlock.
Yeah.
Are slut makers.
Okay.
And women who have sex out of wedlock are sluts.
This is why I'm a fan of you. That is incredible.
Incredible.
Slut makers. That's funny, actually. That's really, that's the most feminist thing I ever heard you say. It's really the men's fault.
Well, it's the man's fault for himself, but it's the woman's fault. She's responsible for herself.
Yeah. So this is a huge topic that God has put on my heart recently, just this like overwhelming conviction to discuss, as the Bible says, this is not a war of flesh and blood, but against the principalities.
Yeah.
And the problem with today's society, I think, right, or a large portion of the problem is that we are pointing fingers at each other, individual people.
Absolutely.
And what that does is it creates bitterness, but it also makes it personal. And God teaches us that it's not actually the person or the person that's causing the issue. It's the darkness that's over them. And as long as we are blind to that truth, which society has done a really good job of blotting out with changing of words and, criminalizing people for calling out demons, et cetera, you're not able to address the actual problem, right? So when you say a slut or a slut maker, what you're really talking about is somebody who has distanced themselves one way or another from Jesus, and therefore the darkness has a way in and it makes them make poor choices, right? But the person that's Absolutely. Doing the act is actually a victim itself as well. You lose part of yourself when you're doing that stuff.
100%.
Yeah.
What a mess.
What is a mess? This is great, dude. I love this. Like I said, the fact that I'm just watching you do this live is great. It comes off so much better in person than it does online.
You black.
So good.
So let me ask, when did you realize you were empty? In college playing football or once you became an actor?
Well, when sports was taken away from me, that was the first time I had to acknowledge that I was chasing something false.
Yeah.
And that was athletics. And then when I moved over to the industry, and got the success, right, you find yourself in a place where you're looking around and you got everything the world tells you you're supposed to have, but it doesn't really feel like you think you it should. So that's sort of the second time you sort of have to go, oh, I'm, you know, it's interesting now that I think about it. Sports got taken away from me, so I never got to achieve what I wanted to. And from the lack of that, I realized I was chasing something false. And then in the industry, I kind of got everything I wanted. And from the success of that, I realized I was chasing something false. And I think, I guess, like, your stubbornness dictates how far and how long you do that till you kind of go, where I'm definitely pointed in the wrong direction. Yeah. So where do I go from here?
And what does emptiness feel like to you? Describe the feeling.
Loneliness. Emptiness feels like loneliness. But loneliness, and this is why we chase things that are false. You know, why do people want fame? I think, ultimately, because they want to be loved. And why do people want to be loved? Because they don't want to be alone.
Yeah.
So it's loneliness. Why do people want money? Well, obviously, being able to do cool things is nice, but you're not going to want to do cool things alone, right? So you're going to be able to want to have people with you. So you want money to have people because you don't want to be alone. So everything is just these, like, off branches to just not wanting to be alone. But the truth is, we are born alone and we die alone, no matter how much we love somebody. And so the only way you're ever not alone is through Jesus Christ. And it takes a long time and humility to understand that too, because there is nothing you can do, no power you can have or achievement you can make that will enable you to buy fulfillment or to fulfill a loneliness. There's only one way to do it, and that's through a relationship with Jesus.
Do you know what an ankle baby is?
Ankle baby.
Yeah.
Is this an immigration thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what an immigrant. Yeah, ankle baby.
You know how the women get pregnant across the borders?
Yeah.
In another country?
Yeah.
And then just when the baby about to drop out, they cross the border right into America.
So that they're...
And they had a baby here, and then they become citizens.
Yeah. Is that still a thing?
I don't know.
I know that was something Obama implemented, I believe. I could be wrong, but yeah. I think that's something Obama implemented, basically enabling that if someone was born here, they're immediately a citizen, and then their parents become citizens as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
Nick is an anchor baby.
No, that's been around way before Obama, buddy.
Oh, see, look at that. I learned something.
It created me.
wait, so your name is Nick?
Yes.
Nick, nice to meet you, man. My name is Matthew.
Baby. But we call him the anchor baby.
Just stop and say, this is what the world is missing, dude. You should be able to have these conversations and it not be like, I'm going to kill you, right? Like, everybody has crazy stories, and you can either choose to be offended by them, or you can say, this is part of who I am, and I'm going to make this, like, a thing and make at least allow people to make fun of it,
right?
And I just, the fact that interaction just happened is amazing.
Amazing.
I love being the anchor baby.
That's awesome. Nice to meet you, Nick.
He has a show here called it. American Anchor Baby.
So when did that become a thing?
My show?
No, the
being an anchor baby when I was born.
Legally.
Oh, I was been a citizen since I was born.
But you were saying it was before Obama, right?
Yeah, it became a thing after slavery.
To explain that accurately, birthright citizenship has been around for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Basically, if you're born here, you become a citizen.
Mm.
But it's kind of like a misuse of the 14th Amendment when they gave slaves citizenship, essentially. They made them free people.
Mm.
They've been misusing that ever since. It does not mean any person from anywhere in the world can come here, make a baby, and make an American, but that's how I became a citizen.
Okay. Wow.
Amazing, huh?
Yeah, that is amazing. Well, I'm glad you're an American, Nick.
Thanks.
Amazing. So, what's important to you?
My daughter, my wife.
You have a daughter?
Yeah, she's one. Her name's Natalia.
So you're married?
Married.
And so you have you made a girl first?
God made a girl for me first, yeah.
Beta.
And I'm not. I hope beta. She's not going to be a slut.
I hope not.
Yeah, but
real men made boys first. What y'all?
Actually, you know what? This is. They say that the higher your testosterone levels, the more likely you will produce estrogen, which for children. So the higher your testosterone, the more likely you have a female.
Really?
Yeah.
So you have high testosterone?
I mean, I'm just repeating what the word on the street is.
In the good old days, they made boys first. My first child was a boy.
Yeah.
My
How many children do you have?
My daddy's first child was a boy.
My granddad's first child was a boy. Leroy's first child was a boy. Junior's first child was a boy.
So a lot of men with low testosterone.
In the good old days, they made boys first. What the?
How many children do you have?
One. I have one son, two grandkids, and three great-grandkids.
That's amazing.
All boys.
No girls.
One grand girl, but the rest are boys.
My wife's father is one of three boys, and all three boys had two children, and all children are girls.
Beta!
So it went a bunch of boys, all girls.
Right on. And so is it difficult being married? How long have you been married?
No way. It's the best thing ever. Well, we've been together 3 years. We've been married a year. July 1st, 24 was when we got married.
Is she white?
Yes.
Are you white?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I think good. So. I'm Scandinavian.
Well, make sure you have a bunch of white babies. We need white babies.
Yeah. I've heard you say that.
Isn't that amazing? So make a bunch of them.
Yeah. I think, you know what? I'm for anybody having a bunch of kids. And whether you're, you know, black, brown, yellow, red, whatever, you know, I think that's part of your God-given right. And, you know, a lot of people are bitter at the Muslims for having all these kids, but I'm going, you know, they're playing the game right. They're doing it right. And you can't stick it to them for that. They're doing it right.
Amazing. Yeah.
They're just winning, and we're pissed about it.
And so your wife and your daughter are important to you.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so are you a Christian?
I'm a Christian, yes.
And why?
Because,
let me ask this first.
Yeah.
Does your wife obey you?
Yes.
She does?
Yes.
Right on.
Yeah. In her vows, we got married we got eloped July 1st, 2024. I just came from Cancun yesterday because we had our wedding on Sunday.
Right on. I've been there twice.
It's amazing. Uh-huh. Yeah, beautiful.
Good.
And in her vows, we wrote our own custom vows. And in her vows, she wrote, I promise to follow your lead and obey you as you lead our family. So she is the first woman. I mean, she's truly the greatest thing that ever happened to me. But one of the things that, like, really blew my mind is we were reading this book called Love and Respect, which is Bible-based on how to build a solid foundation as a couple.
Right.
And in the Bible, in this book, it talks about how in the Bible it refers to the order or the natural order of a relationship through the intention of God, right? And the men are the head of the household, women are the neck, and it can turn the head in any direction. But the neck has to respect the head. And Christy, my wife, looked at me and she said, I will always listen to you. At the end of the day, you make the decision, the final decision, and I will listen to you. And I just remember thinking, man, that simple acknowledgement made the world of a difference. And it honestly, too, a lot of women might get offended by that and say, well, that's sexist or whatever. But what most women may not have the foresight to understand is that by giving the man you're with that sort of responsibility, if he really loves you, he's going to treat you even better.
Right.
Because he's going to say, she wants me to lead us properly. I got to think twice about the decisions I make.
Amazing.
You know?
And so why are you a Christian?
Because, in the Bible it says you'll know a man by his fruit. A good tree bears good fruit and a bad tree bears bad fruit.
Right.
And in my experience, every person I've ever met who bears good fruit is a Christian.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to be like, I've met Christian men who I just innately wanted to be like, and I didn't know they were Christian, but I was trying to figure out what they were and what they had and what was going on because I wanted that,
oh,
right?
Okay.
And then from learning who they were and getting to meet them, ultimately I found out that it's because they had the Holy Spirit. And the way you get the Holy Spirit is through Jesus Christ. So.
And how long have you been a Christian?
I was born into a Christian family, raised with the awareness of Jesus. But I had the title of a Christian in my actions, in the actual pursuit of a relationship with Jesus, truthfully and honestly, until probably 3 or 4 years ago.
And so do you have perfect peace now?
No, but I have awareness.
Why don't you have perfect peace?
Because I'm human and I fail and I have flaws and I sin, and sin brings chaos and turmoil and the devil comes to steal and destroy. And so when you sin, you open doors. And so there are times, right? But that's why repentance is so important. But I will say that I have more peace than ever before in my life by a long shot.
Right.
And more importantly, I know how to correct things when they're not peaceful, because it's just an indicator that I'm falling short in an area.
Why don't you drop your anger so you can have perfect peace?
Anger?
Uh-huh.
Man, that's a great question. That's something I'm working on for sure. I try not to let myself get affected by certain things, right? But I'm human, right? So,
meaning what?
Sometimes I'm not hyper aware of my emotions, and so someone might say something or whatever, it just catches me off guard and triggers me.
So why don't you drop it right now?
I'm trying every day. I'm like, that's something I'm working towards for sure.
By doing, how are you working toward dropping anger?
Trying to understand the person, maybe, and then also being slow to respond. You know, you got to think through and process, and a lot of times also having awareness, man, it's so big. Being able to have someone that says something to you, or not even to you, just in general, and it triggers you in some way. Having the awareness to understand that there's something internal that has very little to do with that person, and then I got to figure out why that made me feel that way, and then how I'm going to process it and move forward.
If it were possible for you to just drop your anger right now, and have perfect peace right now, would you do it?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll tell you in a minute.
Absolutely, yeah.
Do you create your own thoughts? Do you create thoughts?
Some, yeah, for sure.
And how do you do that?
Well, one leads to another, right? So, like, right now in this conversation, you're asking me things, and I'm having to go into a certain place to answer it, right? So the thought's there, I guess. I choose it.
How do you create thoughts?
Maybe I don't create thoughts. Maybe I grab thoughts. Maybe that's a better way to put it. I grab onto thoughts.
And where do you grab them from?
Yeah, my mind.
And so do you create the thoughts that's in your mind?
No, probably not, actually.
Then why do you call them you? Why do you say you create thoughts? Or my thought? And then why do you do that when you're not creating thoughts?
Wow, that's a fascinating question. That could be manipulation of ego.
And why don't you die from the ego?
I would love to, yeah.
Why don't you do it?
Well, how should I?
By forgiving.
Okay. That's a, wow. That's amazing, dude.
Amazing.
You're right. I should totally do more forgiveness. There's a couple people right off the top I could think about forgiving.
If you, and the first person you need to forgive, and when you do this, you will hold nothing against anyone ever again, no matter what happens.
Wow.
But this is one person you got to forgive first. You want to know who that is?
I want to know.
Your mama.
Wow. Oh, my. What? Yo, dude, this is great. I just got the chills. Yo, does that work like that on everybody? That was crazy. You're so right. I mean, I love my mom.
No, you don't.
No, I do. I do. I do.
If you love your mother, you would not resent her.
Yeah, but I don't resent my mom.
You're angry at her. Anger is resentment.
I mean, I wouldn't say angry. I would say stubborn and bitter. On some weird stuff.
That's anger.
Yeah. But I would
and
never
you're
be
mad
like,
because she recreated you in her image. Turned you away from your father, imposed her will on you, and it made you angry as a kid, and you became like what you hate.
No, I'd say that's not accurate.
Well, forgive her and see what happens.
Okay, but...
Will you forgive her?
Yeah, of course, for sure.
You got to tell her.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? I'm going to do that as soon as I leave here. I promise you. I'm going to call my mom. I'm going to tell her I forgive her and I love her. Remind her. And then, more importantly, I'm going to actually work on continuing to do that. Yeah, that's a great idea. I appreciate that insight.
Well, but if you see that you need to forgive her and you forgive her, you only have to do it once. There's nothing to work on. Because when you
But what if more thoughts come up to grab?
I'll tell you that in a minute. Good question. But once you forgive her, and then forgive your father for not protecting you from her. Because your father loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with your mother.
Yeah.
He married the woman that he hates. Men marry their mothers.
Can I correct you a little bit?
Yes. Yeah. Hold that thought.
Yeah.
And as soon as I come back, correct me.
All right. I'll try.
A quick break. Your phone calls and everything. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the
best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, folks, welcome back. 888-775-3773. And we are going to get to your calls here in a minute. But first, tonight is the third Thursday of the month for Ladies Only Forum tonight at 7 p.m. for ladies only. And the first Thursday night for men only. So come on down, ladies. The ladies are on fire. They're working on themselves. And then tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the Crete don't rise, a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I had an amazing conversation with Lauren Salon, and she is a LA-based dating coach, dating and relationship coach. Watch this.
Next time on the Fallen State.
I noticed that women do not know what they want.
Most women want to be loved and understood on a very, like, deep level.
Do you agree with me that women who sleep around are sluts?
I can see where you're coming from. And that's not to say that it's her fault.
Why is it hard to say, yes, it's her fault? The God below is the woman's God.
What is the God below?
Satan.
That's a bold statement.
But true. It was a fun conversation. Tomorrow, the FallenState.tv at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And you can become a member. You can support the Fallen State by becoming a member right there on YouTube or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. All right? And after my show today, the Hake Report. The guy with the good hair, he white, at 9 a.m. Pacific time. And after the Hake Report, the American anchor baby. Energy given to him by God. You don't want to miss the American anchor baby at 11 a.m., right after the Hake Report. I have in studio Matthew Smith. He is a renowned world model, fashion, and actor. And how do you have a website, anything you want to give out?
You can go to my Instagram handle, or all my social media handles are Matthew Stephen Smith, and that's spelled Matthew with two T's, Stephen with a P-H, so, you know, like Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, and last name Smith.
Amazing.
There we go. That's it. And that's my beautiful wife right there at the top. And my daughter.
Let me see your wife. Go back.
What?
May I click in?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, I gotta log in.
Yeah, you should play.
I got the login.
You should play a couple of those, actually. There's some of those are the most viewed social videos, like, ever. Like, that one you just had 43 million views or something like that.
Amazing.
Yeah, my daughter's a star of the family for sure. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she just turned one last Saturday.
What's her first name?
Natalia.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I suggest it, and even God does too.
Yeah.
You got to forgive your mother. All who are born of the flesh, which is of the mother, must forgive them, and God will forgive you. Hmm. And what do you say about that? You want to explain that?
As far, are you talking just like the forgiveness of bringing us into the world kind of forgiveness?
No, for impose a will on you.
I would say, you know, I'm not going to say you're wrong because there's probably some truth in what you're saying. But right. I will say that I was in one of my greatest, I always say this, my two greatest blessings in life were giving me the mother I had. My mother is truly an amazing woman who's loved me. And a lot of times when she shouldn't, and then for being a man, as I said, my two greatest blessings, my mother and giving, allowing me to be a man. So my correction that I wanted to make was that there are people in my life for sure I need to forgive, and there is bitterness that I'm holding on to for sure. And Satan is working me in certain ways, specifically within my family with bitterness currently. But when it comes to like the imposing of my will, you know, my mother, I would say, actually did the opposite of that. My mother let me fail all the time. I mean, that's like one of the reasons. Looking back, I go, I can't believe she continued to stick with me through all the years. But my, you know, so I would say this. Are there things I could forgive my mother for? Absolutely. Everyone needs forgiveness in one way or another. But there's things my father for sure I'm holding on to from on the other side.
Really?
Yeah.
And let me ask about your mother. I do want to get to your father. Then we're going to take some calls.
Yeah, yeah.
What would happen if you go to your mother and forgive her for the things that you resent her for? Mm. Mother, I am sorry for resenting you. I realize now you can help yourself. Your mother screwed you up, so
yeah.
I understand now.
What in the world? Why? Why did you Google something? Why did you get this?
So what would happen if you went and forgave her so God can forgive you?
That's the plan for sure. Okay. I need to do it with her and a lot of other people.
Are you afraid to go and forgive her?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Because she might get mad and blame your father or blame you.
Well, I don't think so. I think my mom would probably cry and say thank you.
Oh, okay.
I think that's the response I'd get. Yeah.
You know when she's crying, she's lying, right?
Stop. Yo, you're the best. This is honestly, this is what I'm talking about. This is the stuff I love in the interviews. You just put people, I was like, you just avoid corners with Jesse. Try to get, stay out of the corner. I'm definitely in a corner right now looking for a way out.
So if she cries, she's lying.
Yeah, okay. But I want to tell her that.
God said that in order for you to enter into the kingdom of heaven, you must forgive first. Mm. You got to go and forgive your mother.
Yeah, you'll be held to the standard in which you hold others.
Right.
Yeah.
And because she turned you away from your father and
my dad did that all on his own.
Forgive
I can
her.
Tell you that much.
Okay, I'm going to get to that in a minute. But right. Forgive your mother, shaking in your boots.
Yeah.
Mother, I am sorry for, don't ask for forgiveness.
Yeah.
You forgive her, and God will forgive you. Human beings don't forgive.
Yeah.
We have to admit that we are wrong for judging, for being angry. Anyone that has anger, they judge. Mm. They play God, right?
Absolutely.
So you're wrong for being angry and judging her, but forgive her, and God will forgive you. And however her reaction is, that's on her. It has nothing to do with you. Mm. Then you will love your mother. Mm. And it won't be your love, but it'll be God's love. In you, loving all people.
I love that.
Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing.
And so why do you resent your father? Were you raised by him?
I was raised by both my parents, and then there was a divorce, and it got kind of wishy-washy, and I was alone a lot. But there's a lot of beauty in that too, right? So, like, but I guess, you know, human stuff. I don't hold like, okay, I will say, honestly, I don't look at my dad and I think, oh, you know, you're this and that and the other. Right. But I think like I have wounds that stemmed from his decision-making at times and, I acknowledge them and maybe I give it power. And so in that power over me, the false idea of it, I have resentment.
What did your father do to you?
He was absent. Yeah.
But what did he do to you?
like directly.
Yeah, you said you resent him, right?
I said I have resentment towards the scenario.
What did he do to you?
I guess like almost a lack of what he did. Yeah.
What did he do to you?
I felt like he forgot about me.
What did he do to you?
I guess he didn't do anything directly to me.
So then why do you resent him?
This seems real one-sided, man. My mom can't do anything right. My dad is in it. I have forgiven him. I mean, there's still stuff there. It's a process, right?
So no.
Can you do that? Can you do that? Can if someone... can you just let go of anything at any given time for any
reason? Once you forgive your mother, God will forgive you, and he will remove the spirit of anger away from your mind.
And just from your mother.
And then every human being resents their mothers.
Why?
Men and women.
Why would you say that so?
Because women are evil.
That's crazy, dude. Okay, I'm sticking with you.
And that's why God said all who were born of the flesh of the woman must be born again of the spirit of the Father. But most people
would that be the spirit of God the Father?
Yeah, but you can't ever love God and resent your earthly father.
Yeah.
Because how can you love God who you never see and resent your father who you see?
Well, I see God every day.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You don't love God, though.
Yes, I do.
You can't. How can you love him and resent your earthly father?
I have resentment for my situation.
Right. Yeah. Resentment is. But so what did your father did nothing to you?
Well, I mean, you can paint certain things however you want it, right?
No, I'm asking you.
So I can say my mother.
I'm just asking you. I'm not putting words in your mouth. Your father didn't do. Your father didn't do anything to you, but yet you resent him.
Well, I guess if we're talking the abandonment is an act, right? So it's a negative act. It's the removal of something.
So you've been longing for your father, like something's missing.
Yeah.
And that's the longing of a father.
Yeah.
And so, but when your father left, he didn't leave you. He left your mother. Your father loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with your mother.
That's interesting insight.
So when he left you. But the mothers make your children think, the father left them. She's not going to tell you your son. She's not going to tell you your father left me because he didn't know how to handle the hell in me.
Well, I left with my dad. I left with my dad, and then it was just my dad and I. I didn't see my mom for like 3 years.
Right on.
And then my dad left me. So for sure, he left me.
Yeah. Forgive him so that God can forgive you and make you free.
Yeah. No, that's for sure. I will 100% agree with you on that. Yeah.
He could help himself. His mother screwed him up too.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, and that's the generational curses. Yeah.
Yeah. So, sure. Otherwise, if you don't do it, forgive your parents, your wife is going to turn your daughter against you.
Yeah.
You're going to repeat the cycle because right now you're married to your mother.
Mm.
You're married to a woman that you hated. Mm. And so, but if you don't work on this and drop this anger, your wife's going to do to your daughter what your mother did to you.
Mm. Can I ask how you thought of these? This topic? You're Matt, the model actor. Let's talk about his mother.
Because every human being has the same problem.
Yeah.
They all have anger. Hmm. And anger starts when you're a child. And anger is from the mother, not from the father.
Hmm.
Boys and girls yearn for the father, but they hate their mothers. And because they are separated from the father, that void that you have.
Girls yearn for their father and hate their mothers.
Uh-huh.
And men.
That's why they become like their mothers.
Wow. And what was the boys?
And the boys become like their mothers, too. Any man that has anger is a woman. He has his mother's spirit.
The emotion.
Uh-huh. Mm. It's not normal for men to be emotional.
Yeah.
That's why you must be born again, and you will overcome the emotion.
I like that.
When you forgive.
Absolutely. I'm going to do it as soon as I leave here. Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that.
And don't tiptoe around. Don't say, mother, I love you, but I forgive you. You don't love her. You resent her. But I promise you, when you apologize for resenting her, you're going to have perfect love for her and everyone.
Yeah.
Even your enemy.
I'll do it. I'm going to do it. And you know what? I'll DM you afterwards and I'll tell you how it goes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Amazing. Huh?
Amazing. Yeah, I'm glad we got that. I'm serious. I'm going to do that. I'm going to DM you guys and say this is how it went.
And forgive you.
And you can share it if you want on your story or something.
Right on.
Yeah.
Thank you. And forgive your father. He didn't, his mother screwed him up too. He has anger because he hasn't forgiven his mother. Mm. But he loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with you.
Why would you say that so you know in the Bible, the bloodline goes through the man?
Right.
So why would you say it's the women that carry the darkness?
Good question. Because the God above is the man's God. And the God below is the woman God.
In the Bible, it's Jesus told the Pharisees, which were men, that they were the sons of Satan.
Right.
So those are men whose God is
Satan. But the reason
that
they're the son of Satan, because they resent their mothers and they become like what they hate. And since Satan is the woman's God, she passed that evil spirit down to the sons.
Mm.
That's why. That's why they must be born of the Father.
Do you believe in marriage?
Uh-huh.
And unity?
And who?
In marriage?
Yeah, if you do it only to make children, not for any other reason.
Mm. Why would you say that? If it's only to make women, then why are there if it's only to make male children. Why would you say that the Bible insists on verbal unity to become one flesh?
Because when the woman get married, and if the man love God with all their heart, soul, and might, and she's working on herself, she will become one with her husband.
Okay.
As Eve was one with her husband until she listened to the serpent.
Yeah.
And when she believed the lie from the serpent, she could no longer obey her husband.
Yeah.
And the serpent became her God.
But let me ask you this.
To women today.
So, you know, Adam was there. Adam was there when Eve ate the fruit.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, he was.
No.
It talks about how Adam was there. She took the fruit, turned to him, and suggested. He allowed it, right? Because men are the head. And so the failure in the man was not to stop the
But she did offer the evil to Adam, and that's why the woman. And so, but Adam wasn't there when she believed the lie, because Adam had told her to stay away from the serpent. But she kept going to the market. You get some dinner.
I've not heard this version.
And every time she went to the market, she would run into Satan.
Hmm.
And Adam kept telling her, stay away from Satan. Don't listen to him. Hmm. Because Satan had tempted Adam. He said, no, get behind me, right? Huh. But he kept telling the woman, the first time she went to the market.
Stop. This is crazy, dude.
And Adam said, Satan said, hey, Eve, how you doing over there? I'm fine. How's Adam? He's fine. You still with him? Yeah, I love my husband. He was like, don't love him. You can be your own woman. She's like, no, leave me alone. So she went home, and after she made dinner, she told Adam, I saw Satan at the market today. And he like, stay away from Satan. And then, long story short, she finally went to the market, and she saw Satan again. Mm. He like, Eve, you still with that man?
This is amazing.
And she like, oh, amazing. And she like, yeah. She like, but while you with a man, he's not even his own man. He listened to his father. Why you with a man that listened to his father? You can be your own person. You can take your bra off. You can do what you want.
This is insane. What version of the Bible is this one? Genesis volume 2.3?
you could be like Adam. You could be your own man.
Yeah.
Right?
Believe the lie that we could be like gods.
And she believed Adam that point. Mm. And when she believed she believed in Satan.
Yeah.
And the moment she believed him, he became her God. And now she can no longer believe her husband or love her husband who loved the father, right? Mm. And so now they start fighting, and she wanted to be liberated. She wanted to vote. She wanted to do everything.
Stop. This is crazy, too.
Yeah. And so
the journey continues. Eve keeps getting more ambitious.
Yes. That's why educated women don't make for good wives and mothers. But it's because
education is a lie. It's a fool's game. Yeah. To think you're educated is to think that you know something and you don't know anything. So you've already misstepped, right?
Let me just tell you this first, and then I'm going to end it.
Yeah.
And so Eve finally convinced Adam. She's like, Adam, look at me. I'm free. Mm. I know the knowledge of good and evil. I'm like a god. Because before they only knew good, they didn't know evil. Mm. But I'm like a god now. I can judge. I can do what I want. I can take my bra off. I can vote. I can go to work. I can do what I want. And she's like, you could be like me, Adam. You could be free. Don't listen to your father. Be your own man. And Adam believed Eve, who believed the serpent. And when Adam believed Eve, the woman became his God. Mm. And that's why God said, anytime you listen to the woman, you suffer. Mm. You notice when men listen to women, they suffer?
No.
Because they...
I've not noticed that.
Yeah. He made the woman his God by listening to her. Mm. So now he can no longer listen to his father. Mm. And so,
do you believe that women can make men better?
No.
That definitely happened for me.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, 100%.
It's impossible.
I mean, I'm living proof.
No.
Sitting before you. Promise.
You're not better. I promise you, you're not.
I promise.
Let me tell you why you're not better.
Okay.
You still have anger.
Okay. Well,
get lonely.
No, that's not
you
true.
You still have fear.
I don't get lonely.
You still have fear. Mm-hmm. And nothing has changed. Maybe she made you comfortable at home or made you stay home or whatever. But nothing about you has changed as a result of having a wife.
I've been sober for 3 years.
But still, you're still the same person. Mm. You have not changed. The change only comes from God. Women cannot make men better.
Mm. But what if the woman brought me back to God?
She haven't brought you back to God yet.
She did, I promise.
How can she bring you back to God and you still have anger?
Well,
anyone that has anger is separated from God. You can't know God.
Would you say you have zero anger in your life? Zero.
Zero.
Really?
Because he took it away when I forgave my mother. And every woman, man or woman who goes...
So there's no topic, there's nothing anyone could ever say to you that makes you look at him twice?
I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, but so far, no.
Oh, wow.
Because I don't judge them. I understand that they can't see.
Okay.
They're asleep. But
let me ask you this. So you believe strongly in certain cultures ruining America.
Meaning the blacks.
You refer to that. Yeah, you use the terminology black people.
What's wrong with the blacks?
I mean, but no, let me ask. So you just said you have no bitterness and anger, but you have strong opinions about certain recipes creating outcomes. And could that not be interpreted by some people as angry?
I don't know what you mean.
So your opinion, you have opinions, and your opinions can be aggressive.
I don't have opinion.
Well, you would say.
I have zero opinion.
You said, what's wrong with the blacks?
Right.
That's an opinion.
What's wrong with the blacks? I have no opinion.
That's a strong opinion.
And the reason I asked that question, when I ask what's wrong with the blacks, I'm just asking a question, what's wrong with the blacks, right?
Mm, yeah.
Because in the good old days, blacks didn't have anger. They didn't have leaders. Mm. They believed in God. They believed in family. But once the civil rights movement happened, which was the worst thing that ever happened to the blacks, they lost their way. They turned their lives over to other people to lead them, and it's been downhill ever since.
Wow, that's an interesting, the anger. You're right. When it comes to anger and failure, those two things go hand in hand. You're totally right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But not. But for
women
all people,
cannot fix men.
Hmm. I think God can use women to fix men.
No.
We'll have to agree to disagree, sir.
No. Back in a moment. Check out hate news, not the fake news, coffee. And your phone calls. Punchy coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com rebuildingdemand.com/stores and get Pudgy's coffee.
There's some serious mess going on in the world. If you didn't notice, there's drug smuggling, but some of those boats are getting stopped one way or another by our greatest president. And hopefully it's on the up and up, and I'm sure it would be if it's Trump doing it, right? And a little update on that Titan, that thing that got sucked in and imploded. Trying to go down to the Titanic. Remember that a couple years ago, whenever that was? You sick people looking up implosions on American Anchor Baby. remember that? And the New York City mayor candidates, a mess. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, all right? October 16th. It's the third Thursday of the month, ladies. Women's Forum, 7 p.m. tonight at Bond in Los Angeles. RebuildingTheMan.com/events. JLP will be right back, and he will, I believe, get to your calls. We'll get to your super chats as well. We'll wrap up with the guest, Matthew Stephen Smith, I believe it is. Matthew Stephen Smith, nice. And it is Hake News, not fake news. And after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, the Hake Report, American Anchor Baby, all right? Last night, for some of you guys, I guess it would be called, was Punchy TV, and that's up, available for audio podcast as well as video replay on Punchy TV on YouTube, also on JLP, Jesse Lee Peterson Rumble, JLP on Cozy and other places on which you might like to catch your replays. But Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reporting about that airport security breach where they did that pro-Hamas messaging and anti-Trump, anti-Bibi messaging, pro-Palestinian stuff at the airport. Harrisburg International Airport in Pennsylvania, Windsor International Port in Airport in Ontario, Kelowna, Kelowna International Airport, and Victoria International Airport in British Columbia, Canada. This is absolutely unacceptable, this is a quote, and understandably scared travelers, unquote. So said U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy on social media, adding that the FAA is working to get to the bottom of this hack. Some hack did some pro-Palestinian mess. And drug smuggling. Our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, he said yesterday, he has authorized the CIA, Central Intelligence Agency, the feds, to operate inside Venezuela to clamp down on illegal flows of migrants, meaning wannabe illegals, and drugs from the South American nation. The president's tied the authorization to his efforts to go after drug smuggling. It's funny because normally they do it secretly, but he's doing it openly secretly. Pretty cool, huh? Maybe. We have a lot of drugs coming in from Venezuela and a lot of Venezuelan drugs coming in through the sea, but we're going to stop them by land also, stated Trump in the Oval Office. Comments came a day after Trump announced the U.S. military conducted yet another strike, I think it's five, on a boat alleged to be trafficking drugs off the coast of Venezuela, killing six people on board. Rest in peace, you alleged drug smugglers. Anyway, that Titan submersible, faulty engineering led to the implosion of Ocean Gate's Titan submersible that killed five people on the way to the wreck of the Titanic in 2023. The National Transportation Safety Board concluded in a report released Wednesday, I guess. Everyone on board the submersible died instantly, so they claim, in the North Atlantic when the Titan suffered a catastrophic implosion as it descended to the wreck. The NTSB report states that the submersible, and some of you guys don't care because you hate billionaires or something like that. You're all like jealous. Talk about evil. Anyway, it failed to meet the necessary strength and durability requirements, so said the NTSB report about that submersible. Also said that Ocean Gate, which is the owner of the Titan, the company, they failed adequately to test the vehicle and was unaware of its true durability. The implosion of the Titan killed the OceanGate CEO, Stockton Rush, and led to lawsuits, calls for tighter regulation of private deep-sea expeditions. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. It's the third hour of the show today, and you can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, which do you prefer, being good or doing good? Being good or doing good? Amazing question for those who want to know themselves. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around and you just can't sit and watch the show, you can podcast, but you can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk. We're going to get to your super chats here. buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. And because we love the Bible thumpers, we set aside Thursday because Bible thumpers are so difficult to deal with. They'll ask you a question or they'll make a statement and then they don't even listen. They just think about another scripture. So we have set aside Thursday for Bible Thumpers. Bible Thumper Thursday. What the? Oh, Lord. He's drunk as a bastard.
All right, brother. Are you ready? He's drunk as a badger.
He's drunk as a bastard.
Go ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead.
Oh, shut up. Na-na-na-na. Fire! Running for my life. White people ain't got no business acting like that in church. That's a black thing. Isn't that right?
That's crazy.
Isn't that black? Why are white people acting that way?
I mean, I don't think that's a person thing. I think that's just flat out weird.
My guest is here. Amazing. Matthew Smith, and we're going to get to your calls and super chat. And Matthew is a world-renowned male fashion model and actor. He has appeared in shows like New Girl and America's Next Top Model. He has also successfully expanded his career into writing and producing. Thanks for hanging out a little longer, man.
So grateful to be here.
Amazing.
I really mean that. I watch your stuff and when I originally just do you know how I'm here? Did you know how I got here?
No.
I just commented on something.
You took Uber.
I got it dropped off by a buddy, but
oh.
I commented, I said, I want to meet Jesse. And your team reached out to me and they're like, you want to come on? I'm like, oh, are you kidding? I'll be there in a second.
Right on.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Amazing.
You met my producer, right?
Yep.
Derek. You black.
Yeah. Yeah, but you were telling me how he thinks he's white.
Yeah.
That's a crazy. Dude, I could hang out with you all day. I
could
just pick
like
that brain.
A white person.
Yeah, that's what you were saying.
He worked hard. He shows up every day. Oh my God. He shows up on time.
Yeah.
He never complains.
Yeah.
He speak up, but he doesn't complain. Yeah. And he does his work.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. It's amazing that you think that's white. Well, those are white qualities.
Yeah. Those are not black qualities.
You got a black guy named Derek who has those qualities, so maybe.
But he's white.
Yeah, no.
He's black on the outside, white on the inside.
He's an outlier.
A what?
An outlier.
What's that?
Someone that is outside of the norm.
Yes.
Okay.
Amazing, huh?
I think you got a great producer. Yeah, I think Derek's a great guy.
So, do you agree with? Oh, let me ask.
Mm.
How do you feel? And then we're going to take some calls.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about the attack on white people today? White people are the most hated people on the planet.
Yeah, for sure.
And they are being blamed for everything, and they are not to blame for anything, but they are being blamed for everything.
Mm.
What do you think about? There's a genocide upon white people in Africa and now in America. They've been beat up, raped, robbed, murdered, beat down, all kinds of stuff. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think that, look, you have to accept a suppressor to be suppressed. And so I think, first of all, these are massive generalizations that I'm going to make because we're talking about millions of people, and it's impossible to say, you know, even 10 people are the same, let alone a million. So to say white people or black people is misguided, but I think if I was to generalize this and make it simple, I would say that white people, have been on top for a really long time, and everybody wants to be first. So if you're first, second and third are coming and fourth are coming, and that's our instinct as human beings, our nature to be competitive and thrive to be in the lead. And so I think it's just natural. I think it's natural that, that other races and cultures are trying to move up. And I think that the real change, the real shift that's happening is that white people have started to adopt and accept this lie that we're innately evil. And by doing that, white people feel guilty having kids. White people in general, because they feel guilty, are putting themselves in second and third. And we'll see how it all plays out, right? But it's definitely something that's happening. I mean, I just watched a video the other day that they were talking about each family needs to have at least 2.1 kids per family for the ethnicity to continue. And I think that's plummeting big time in Caucasian culture, for sure.
Yeah.
You know? And it is going to be a problem for Caucasians. We'll see how the rest of the world works out. But the Caucasian culture is dying, for sure. There's no doubt about that. Yeah.
That's too bad, too.
We'll see how it goes, yeah.
When you said white people have been on top of what?
Well, white people have, obviously, white people colonized. They were the great colonizers before the Muslims now are the great colonizers of the world. But prior to
what do you mean, what's a colonizer?
They were the ones that would seek new land and implement their culture.
That's because they're smart.
Well, it's...
Right?
I mean, if we're looking at
world...
If it
weren't for white people, there would be no America.
I mean, yeah, I think that the culture of America stems from European Western culture.
So is it true that if it wasn't for white people, there would be no America?
Yeah, I would say, yeah.
And so, but I don't know what you mean by white people on top. On top of what?
Well, okay, currency.
What?
Currency, right? The financial currency system is a European concept. So that was created by Europeans, at least coin, right? Or coin turned to dollar, et cetera, right. Gold, silver, right? So that's a cultural concept that was created to exchange currency, which gives value and gives hierarchy. So if you implement this onto any, like, people, like the natives is the most recent one for Western culture, it's not just something you can just put on people and they get it, right? Culture, as we were talking about earlier with genetics and DNA, you know, things are passed down through bloodline, through DNA, including knowledge and lifestyles and things. There's people are born scared of water. People are born scared of dogs. Why is that? Because in their DNA, somewhere along the line, their DNA had a terrible experience and it teaches them avoid water, avoid dogs. So you can't just put money onto a culture and be like, this is how it works. Naturally, it's going to be a deterrent to their success. So to say that white people were on top, like I'm talking Western culture, they were just forcing, which is called colonization. They're forcing their culture into places, and of course they're going to be better at it because it's their culture.
I don't understand what you're saying.
I'm talking.
Do you believe racism is this?
Absolutely. Yeah.
You do believe that?
Yeah.
What's your proof that racism is this?
Well, human beings are naturally. We are. I believe that human beings are naturally. Tribal. So we naturally, I mean, every mammal is this way, right? Every mammal. Why? Right. Lions and tigers will kill each other, right? They're both big cats, but they look different. And so we naturally are drawn towards things that we're familiar with because we have this lie that it's comfortable and safe. So people are drawn towards each other, and that creates, in other words, tribalism. And then that tribalism wants to create safety for a larger community, and that becomes – that's where you get inner war between different tribes. This has happened even in the natives before America came here. So it's like, okay,
the Indians?
Yeah, the natives, okay. Yeah.
The Indians?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Native Americans, Indians, whatever. You know what? Do you know how they got the name Indians?
Yeah.
Christopher Columbus.
They were
smoking pot. No. Christopher Columbus came to America, and they thought he was on India.
Oh.
So he called them Indians. Was it Christopher Columbus? Yeah, it was. I think so, yeah. So that's why they think that Indians is a slur because, you know, whatever. But
I want to do some call, but tell me what's your proof that, in few words or less, what's your proof that racism exists?
Tribalism exists.
But what about racism, though?
For every positive, there's a negative. Positive is the tribalism, so community. And the negative to that is exclusion, which is racism.
But I grew up on a plantation in Alabama. Mm.
I think what you're talking about is one-directed racism. But racism goes in every direction. And the separation of culture is created by racism.
Why is it that racism only came about after the so-called civil rights movement happened? Prior to that, there was no word or no such thing as racism. How come it just came
the
about?
The word was created because they wanted a terminology to express what we're talking about.
But God said that our battle is a spiritual battle.
Correct, yeah.
A warfare between good and evil. Mm. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spirits.
Yeah.
Why do you call it racism rather than calling it good or evil?
It's just a word that expresses evil.
No, it doesn't express. It deceives people in order to control them.
Mm. Well, I think I could
but
be wrong.
Why
I think
not
you're
call
asking
it
me.
What it is instead of calling it.
Let me ask. I really want to understand you. What's your what is your perception of the word racism?
It doesn't exist. It's a made up word.
Okay, but what does it resemble to you?
A lie.
But so when you ask me, do you believe in racism? What are you asking me if I believe in the word? Or the concept.
I ask you, do you believe that racism exists?
Yeah.
Is there such thing as racism?
Yeah, I understand. So when you're using the word racism.
Right, because that's what that's what the children of the lie uses, the word racism. But I'm telling you racism has never existed, will never exist, impossible to exist. It's a made-up word in order to deceive and control people.
Okay.
For personal power and gain.
I definitely agree with you that racism, that the concept of racism is used for evil.
You're either on the side of good or evil. There's nothing else.
Yeah, I agree with you totally. But I think that the word itself exists for a reason.
Right, to control the people. Make them angry and control
them.
So
what would you call it? What would you call it if 10 black people disliked 10 white people?
Evil.
evil. But yeah. What would you call, why would you say that the 10 black people all together hate the 10 white people all together? Why would you say that? So it's 10 black people together hating 10 white people, and it's not 5 white people and 5 black people hating another 5 white people and 5 black people. It's one side's black, one side's white. So what would you call that?
Evil.
Okay, so you wouldn't need a word to address the commonalities?
That is the word. Evil.
Okay.
Human beings are evil.
So you're just, it's for sure evil. I'm definitely on the same page as you. Yeah.
That's why if you call it racism, you can never overcome racism because it doesn't exist. Mm. But if you call it what it is, evil, you can overcome evil. Mm.
Mm. Yeah, for sure. I think I understand what you're saying. Don't accept the lie that it's acceptable.
Right.
Yeah.
It's evil. It's not racism.
Yeah.
Racism does not exist.
So then what is tribalism?
It comes from association. You're more comfortable around the people that you grew up around. Mm-hmm. Because people, angry people, insecure people. And so they always try to find a comfort zone. Mm. And so you got to hang out with a person that or people that you're more familiar with than someone you're not because you feel comfortable that way.
Okay, I like that. I think that's a good idea. If we snip the idea of racism out and we don't give it power, it can't exist.
It doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist.
It's an illusion.
Yeah, for sure.
Should men play in women's sports?
No.
And why not?
Well, because we have our bodies are biologically different down to our chromosomes.
And should women play in men's sport?
No.
And why not?
Same reason.
Right on.
Yeah.
Were women created to lead or to follow?
Biblically, to follow.
And would you ever follow a woman?
No. I mean, short answer, no. Long answer, I do listen to my wife, and she does provide me wisdom or insight. So she has a hand, a very big hand in my decision making. But I make the decision.
How do you deal with the hell in her when it comes out?
Separation, and we breathe, and then come back together and correct it with emotions depressed.
Oh,
let the emotions go away. Yeah.
Amazing. Do you love the great white hope?
The great white shark?
The great white hope.
Who's that?
There's only one, buddy.
Are we talking about Trumper?
That's the only one.
I think
they call him amazing.
Yeah.
They say, what manner of man is this?
Yeah.
The wind and the sea obeys him.
No.
They call him.
Stop. This is, no one says that.
Yes, they do.
Really? They the wind and the seas obeys Trump?
Absolutely.
Man, that's a head. You know what? I got to tell you, I don't mind him. I like Trump, but I don't think I'd ever say the winds and the seas obey him.
Why not?
Well, I mean, I'd believe racism far before I believe that the winds and seas listen to Trump.
Why?
I don't know. That just seemed. I appreciate you.
They call him king.
Who's they?
They're going to even have a king rally either this month or next month. Hmm. Isn't this next month?
A king rally.
Yeah. I thought it was this weekend.
Where?
Oh, yeah, this weekend. In America.
Wow.
In
L.A.
They call him king.
That's crazy. That's actually a little scary, I got to
say. And some people call him daddy.
Yeah, his kids, right?
No, the president of another country.
What?
Was he the president?
I think it's a NATO guy, something like that.
Called him daddy?
Call him daddy. I call him the great white hope.
That's amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. look, I mean, you know, I'm going to get slack for this, but I think America has quickly forgotten what our other option was in the last election, and I can guarantee you that would have been way bad.
Kamala Harris, what a mess.
That was
crazy.
Can
you imagine?
That was crazy. Yeah, it was definitely a lot going on there, yeah.
and so, I call him the great white hope.
Yeah.
Why you don't believe that the wind and the sea obeys him?
Because only God has that power.
Why? Of course. Yeah. But God gave him the power.
No, I don't believe it.
You don't believe it?
No.
Why not?
Because, I mean, I'd have to see it for sure. I'd have to watch, and then I'd probably have to make sure AI wasn't involved, and there'd be a lot of I think he's a man. That's it. I think he's a man.
Really?
Yeah.
So you don't think a man can tell the wind and the sea to be still?
No.
Peace be still.
Only Jesus.
He just went over to Israel and told peace to be still.
As far as
and
we know.
There's peace in the Middle East.
Yeah, I'm not discrediting what he's accomplished. I'm just saying he can't control the winds and the seas.
But why not?
Because I don't believe man can do that.
But why not?
Because I've never seen it.
But Christ said that you can do it.
Yeah, he said you can say mountain move from here to there and it'll move. But I've also never seen
that. Did he say that you can tell the wind and the sea to be still?
Yes.
So why do you believe man can do it then?
Because that's a good question. I've never seen it.
Then just because you haven't seen it doesn't mean it can't happen.
I think maybe I'm a little hypersensitive to the idea of false prophets and/or idols. And so I'm just weary in giving anybody the title of king or daddy.
But Christ said that you can do it. He said you can do it.
Yeah.
He said you can tell the wind and the seas to be still.
Yeah, y'all are going to catch me on the mountaintop talking to the wind, just trying my...
Remember how Christ was on the boat?
Yeah, yeah.
And he and the disciples hanging out. They were having feet and collard greens and candy yam. And Christ like, oh, I'm full. I'm going to sleep.
Yeah.
Because prior to that, they were telling him, you know what, Christ? You're the man. We believe, we love you, but you're the son of God, right? He like, cool, I'm going to sleep. Mm. And when they went to sleep, the wind and the sea started to shake the boat, right? Mm. And then people like freaking out. Wake up, wake up, wake up. The boat is shaking. And Christ woke up. Oh. And then he like, you could have told the wind and the sea to be still. Why didn't you do it?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, we didn't know that. So you, as Trump is doing, you can tell the wind and the sea or peace to be still. But you don't believe you can do it. And it's not you, but because of the Father in you, you can tell the peace to be still. And you don't believe that, huh?
I guess I'm learning something new.
But Christ told the men that. He told the disciples that. And they were men.
Yeah.
And so if he told them they can do it, why don't you believe it could be done?
I've never seen it.
But you haven't seen a lot of things. You don't
I also don't believe a lot of things.
You don't need to believe it you don't need to see it to believe it.
That's true. I guess, like I said, my precaution comes from just false idols. I'm
you don't
very
need
weary.
To have a false, you're right. Don't have a false idol.
Yeah.
But you still can tell the wind and the sea to be still.
Yeah.
Peace be still.
Yeah. I mean, I'll work on it. I'll work on telling the wind and the sea to be still and see what happens. I live by the ocean, so it's just...
Wait until you go and forgive your mother and your father. Yeah. You're going to see the power that's in you.
Yeah. I'm like,
who are you?
Matthew Smith.
Who are you? That's your name. Who are you?
I'm a husband, a father, a son, and I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. That would be who I am.
So you told me what you do. You follow Jesus, you're a husband... Your father, but who are you? Not what you do and what your name, but who are you?
That's great. I have no idea.
And what is it like to be living and not knowing who you are?
Who are you?
No, don't ask that.
Well, I need an example.
Of what?
Of the answer.
Why?
Because I know to avoid corners here.
Who are you? You told me your name. You told me what you have, a wife and child. You told me you're a son of God. But who are you?
I am a soul of light.
Who are you?
Man, I want to get this right so bad. I don't know.
And so what is it like living not knowing who you are?
It's a lot of seeking.
Of what?
Jesus.
What?
Jesus. I seek Jesus a lot because I don't know who I am.
Why do you seek him and he's not lost?
And I'm not lost.
Right.
What do you mean?
Why do you seek him and he's not lost?
But he's not lost.
Right.
So what do you mean?
Why do you seek him?
Because he is the answer, right? So in Jesus, I have my identity. Through Jesus, I have my identity and purpose. And that, you know, without Jesus, I'm lost. The sheep, right?
I don't understand that.
Well, Jesus referred to himself as the good shepherd. He leaves the 99 for the one. So we are sheep metaphorically.
But why are you looking for him and he's already with you?
No, I'm seeking him.
Why are you seeking him and he's already with you?
Well, it's the same reason sheep need to always keep their eye on the shepherd, right? Because you can wander off.
But why are you seeking him? Do you, when he's already with you, I don't understand that.
Because you can fall away. You can fall away from Jesus.
How?
By poor choices, living in sin, choosing darkness, hate, living in hate, accepting hate. These are things that you are denying. You are denying God and choosing darkness. You always are going to have, you're serving one person. You're never free. You're either serving darkness or you're serving light, and you get to choose. But there is a choice. And if you go dark, you're pushing light away.
The only thing that separates you from Christ, do you know what that is?
No.
Your thoughts and your emotions.
Yeah.
That's the only separation between you and Christ. Mm. You drop the thoughts, you drop the emotions, you and Christ would be one.
Mm. That's great. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
But I still wouldn't know who I am, right?
Once you know, once you drop the emotions and the thoughts, you would know who you are.
Mm. And what is that?
You'll see.
Okay.
You would know.
Wow, I like that. I'm excited. I got a lot of homework already.
You do, huh?
Yeah.
Do you have a past or a future?
No.
You don't?
No.
And what happened to your past?
My past sculpted me to be now. And my future is a continuation of that. But it's all illusion. You know that every time you reflect on a thought, the thought changes? Did you know that? Like of your past?
All right, that's so, what evil thought does. That's why you shouldn't reflect on it.
Yeah. Every time you think of a scenario, it changes. So every memory is false. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. It's an illusion.
It's all false. That's why you can. There could be 100 people standing around a four-way intersection, and they can all see the same accident, and not two people would say the same thing about it.
I know. What a mess, huh?
Yeah.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Mike Young has a super chat asking, hey, guest, that is Matthew Smith, thoughts on Trump's second term so far?
What was his name?
Mike Young.
Mike Young.
Super Mike Young.
I got to be honest. So I've sort of pulled away from being in the political know for his second term, and the reason why is because it was causing hate in my heart, and it wasn't good for me. So I separated myself, and I also felt like I've gotten to a point in my life where I don't believe much of what we're fed, taught, or told, and so it's sort of I look at it as a waste of time to even try and hear what they're saying because it's all lies. That's how I feel anyway.
You were hating the Great White Hope.
I hate politics. I do hate politics.
Oh, yeah. Politics is evil.
Yeah. Super dark. Yeah.
It is. Amazing. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike Young. Kayla, five coffees. When the dad is angry too, like my dad yelled and screamed at me and my brother when we were kids, divorced parents, it wasn't him but the female spirit that made a home in him?
Absolutely.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Any man that has anger is a woman. He's his mother. Amazing.
Eric, five coffees. Women are sex dealers. You resent your mother for having sex out of wedlock, he says. She made a deal with the devil and blames your father. Fruit emoji, serpent emoji.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric.
Yeah.
Roy.
What was that?
Roy says the anchor baby has a twin NFL quarterback for the Tampa Bay Bucks, Baker Mayfield, says Roy. Did you know?
Wait, is the quarterback an ankle baby or they just look alike?
It's not like you said they look alike.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Twins would look alike. All right.
Yeah.
So there was two babies on the ankle.
Yeah. With the same mother. What the?
Caesar or Cesar. Three copies. What up, Jesse and crew? Uncle Jesse, what in the world would cause that preacher you guys be playing for Bible Thumper Thursday to scream like a girl? By the way, it's hilarious.
Anger.
Interesting.
Amazing. I've got no license.
Serendipitous Artist, welcome new member. Thank you, Serendipitous.
Thank you.
Cuckoo Ji Ao, what is love? Baby, don't hurt me. How to love others?
Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. I don't know
what is love.
Amazing. Thank you.
You didn't answer this question, but
what did you say? What is love?
How to love others.
By not hating.
Be back in a moment, guys. We'll read the rest later.
When I come back, we're going to phone calls and your super chat. Back on. Oh, the treasure chest is now open on DLive and Stretch Off on Pills.net. Back in a moment.
Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax.
Okay, folks, 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour, right after my show, The Hake Report. You right. The guy with the good hair, amazing. And then after that, the American Anchor, baby. Other than the Great White Hope, Donald Trump, God gave the other energy to the American Anchor, baby. Energy everywhere, not alone. It's a gift. From 11 to 12 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And the ladies' forum tonight, ladies, at 7 p.m., come on down. It is the third Thursday of the month. And the first Thursday for men only at 7 p.m. So come on down, ladies. I want to go quickly to the phones. Let me go to Ken out of Ohio. Ken, excuse me, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All is well, Ken.
I love that Halloween background. That is really cool.
Amazing. Thank you.
What do you say to the Bible thumpers who give you a hard time about Halloween? I always give me a hard time. All the churches around here, they try to spoil Halloween and whatnot.
I say, what the?
I have the answer for a biblical question, if that's all right, and then I'll let you go.
Which do you prefer, being good or doing good?
I think it's better to do good. I prefer doing good because I don't think there's any action in just being good. In order to do good, there must be an action taken. Then that action can be judged by God. But at least you show an action instead of just sitting still and believing that yourself is good without any action.
Amazing.
You know, and if we love others, we want to see them come to the Lord. And the best way is to let people see your actions.
Okay. Amazing. Well, I appreciate that, and I put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Oh, have a good one, Jesse.
You too, buddy. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye now. Which do you prefer, being good or doing good?
I thought his answer was really good. I didn't think of it that way. I would have said being good, because if your natural state is something, your action is stemmed from that. So it's like the being is nucleus, and the doing is more like cellular.
And so you change your mind though based on his answer, or do you still stick with that?
I would naturally say being good, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Is that 10% for you?
Let me go to Matthew, a first-time caller out of New Hampshire. Matthew, you are on the air.
Hey, what's up, Jesse? Happy Bible Thumper Thursday, man.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. My guest, Matthew, is here as well.
Right on.
Nice to meet you, Matthew.
Nice to meet you, too, brother. Yeah, Jesse, I wanted to, first of all, I wanted to thank you, dude, because ever since I started listening to your show, me and my boss listened to you at work, and, oh, dude, my life's changed. I've been able to, I forgave my mother, I forgave my father, you know, I've let go of anger. My friends don't even believe me. I'm like, why are you even angry, you know? Why are you angry? And they're like, they don't even believe it half the time, but I've been able to drop the anger, dude, and just live life the way, you know, I just live in the moment. I've just been practicing being present in every moment and watching every thought, and it's changed everything. It's brought me away from the emotion and all the troubles I used to have. My life used to be a mess.
What a mess!
That's right. Not anymore, dude. It's beautiful, dude. And
Well, you stay with it.
Absolutely, dude. My brother, Aiden, called yesterday. I've been trying to talk to him about being present, and he told you about the mess he's dealing with his dancer, exotic dancer girlfriend and all that.
Oh, that was your brother?
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. Oh, yeah. Nice.
Oh, yeah, man.
Well, you stay with us. Matt, can I ask you a question?
Oh, yeah, I'll do the biblical question, too.
Matthew, we want to ask you a question first. Go ahead.
Yeah, lay it on me.
How long ago did you forgive your mother?
I forgave my mother about a month and a half ago.
Mm. And how long after that did you forgive your father?
So I actually forgave my father beforehand. He came to me and had asked me, you know, what he did wrong. And you know, I explained to him why I resented him and why it doesn't matter anymore because all we have is the president. And since then, he's been working on himself to drop his anger and just be more present in the moment. And when I forgave my mother, that was a little harder, I'll tell you. Mm. But like Jesse said, you just gotta do it. And I didn't even think about what I was gonna say or how it was gonna go. I kind of just walked into it and did it. And I explained to her. I told her why I resented her for, you know, the things we were raised, things that happened with my siblings. And then I explained that, you know, I'm not angry at her. I'm telling her that I don't resent her at all anymore. And that it's just, you know, after that, the only thing left is love.
Yeah.
And it was good. She cried a little bit, but when she cried, she lied. You know how it goes.
When she's crying, she's lying. Amazing.
Yes, sir.
Where are you from, Matt?
New Hampshire.
Wow, that's amazing.
Amazing, huh?
Amazing.
That's awesome, man.
It's a beautiful thing. Yeah, Jesse, you're the man, dude. I just love what you do, dude. I love it. I hear it every day because we listen to you every day. Every day I hear people growing and going through the spiritual battle, dude. And
yeah,
it's been able to change my perspective and just kind of the way I look at people. I don't look at people with judgment. I kind of just see everybody on a different part of their journey. And, you know, I don't have to judge people or get angry with people anymore. You know, I laugh a lot of things off these days and kind of just, you know, do my best.
Oh,
awesome,
amazing.
Good.
Thanks for sharing that, Matt. Appreciate it.
You stay with it.
Beautiful. I will. Thank you for everything, Jesse.
You
are. Can I answer the biblical question too, real quick?
Which do you prefer, being good or doing good?
I think being good, because I know a lot of people who, I guess it's all about how you perceive good, but I know people who like do a lot of good, you know, so-called good things. They do it, but their hearts aren't really behind it. They're kind of just looking to do the right thing so that God, you know, doesn't judge them. Well, I know a lot of people who think they're going to be judged a lot, and so they do good, but I don't know if their hearts are truly behind it or if they know
you know, I don't know, I think to be good would be what I would prefer. But I got to ask you, Jesse, can you be good?
I can't respond to the biblical question until Sunday.
Oh, word. I'll listen in on Sunday then.
Yeah, I'll respond on Sunday. Yeah. But I appreciate your input, and I'll respond on Sunday. Thank you, Matthew.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
All right, you stay with it. Are you doing the silent prayer?
Oh, every day. Not even every day, every moment of my life. I'm
right on.
Yeah.
Nice. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, man. Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful rest of your week there. I'll be listening.
All right, you too. Are you doing the silent prayer?
What's the silent prayer?
You know how God said, be still and know me, know that he's God.
Mm.
And what you do is just relax, let go. Go to rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer.
I'm going to take a picture of that.
Yeah. And then start doing it. You still can do your little hooping and hollering prayer?
Super.
And once you're done hooping and hollering, be still and know God.
Yeah.
Really?
For sure.
All right. Let me go to James, a first-time caller out of Texas, Dallas, Texas. James, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Nice talking to you.
You too, buddy.
So I got a question. I've been reading the Bible lately, and I had this idea the whole time that heaven was you have something called a soul, and it goes up to heaven, and it hangs out, and it waits for everyone else you know to die to come to heaven too. But now I don't think so. Now I think when you die, you just wake up, and everyone wakes up at the same time, at the end of time, in the new world that's been created. Is that how it works, or how does it work, Jesse?
And why do you think that?
Because it says it in, like, Luke and John and in Revelation.
It says that when you die, you wake up in the new world?
I don't see anywhere that it says you go to a heaven and hang out. All I see is that at the end of time, Jesus comes back, he raises everyone up that's dead, and everyone that's currently alive gets their immortal body right away.
Oh, okay.
And then that's heaven on earth from then on out.
Oh, amazing. What do you say to that, Matthew?
I think you'd have to talk to a dead man to know. But I'll say this. There's a podcast called Near Death Experiences with or an author of the book called Near Death Experiences, NDEs. Right. And he interviews over 1,000 people who had near death experiences, which means they like die for a short period and they share their experience. And the common denominators are that there's Jesus. You always meet Jesus. And then they have different stories from there. But the Jesus is the only common denominator. What I will say is Paul in the Bible, when he stopped his crusade and turned to Jesus, I believe he had a near-death experience. He was being stoned to death, and he was blind, right? And he came back from that experience a full-fledged Christian. And in one of the NDEs, you know, people that die Muslim or whatever witness Jesus and they come back a full-fledged Christian. So I guess my answer is whatever happens as far as, like, the process or what we experience, Jesus is there. I think that that's an undeniable truth.
And so you believe that death exists?
No, I believe, well, it's interpretation. I think that we are more alive when we die than we ever were here.
Because there is no such thing as death.
Yeah, it's shift.
You can't die. Death doesn't exist.
Yeah. I believe eternal damnation is a type of death. Separation from God is a type of death.
There's only one death, and that's from the illusions.
Mm.
That's the only death.
What about...
You die from the illusion of who you think you are, your thoughts, and your emotions, your ego. You die from that, and when you die from that, heaven will appear. Mm. You will be in heaven right here on earth.
Wow. That's amazing.
But you got to die from the illusion.
Would you say you live in heaven?
Huh?
Would you say you live?
Absolutely. And if you die from, when you die from the illusion, eternal life is yours.
Mm.
It will appear.
That's amazing.
But you got to die from the illusion. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything.
Wow. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything.
About anything.
About anything.
Yeah.
I'm going to steal that one, bro. Yeah. That might be my status today.
Right on. You can have it. All thoughts are all lies all the time
about
anything. And so, James, when you die from your illusions, then you are in paradise right here on earth.
Hmm.
You have perfect peace. Yeah.
And as Christians, that's what we're called to do, is to bring heaven to earth.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But it's not going to happen until you die from this false self.
That makes sense why the media is always trying to put thoughts in your head.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Amazing, huh?
Yeah. Man, I have learned a lot. That is crazy, dude. I did not expect to come here and learn a lot and go home with a bunch of homework. This is amazing.
Well, that's because you want the truth.
Yeah.
And so the truth is revealing to you what is being said has to be true. And you stay with that. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. But, James, that's what it means. When you die from the illusion of self, because there is no you, then paradise is right here on earth. Inside of you.
Jesse, can I ask you one more thing?
Yes.
So when you stop interacting with that sense of self you have in your head, when you drop all those illusions, is that what they mean when they say you're filled with the spirit and you start interacting with the spirit instead?
100%. When you die from the illusion, you will walk and live in the spirit of the Father.
Wow, this has been, James, I'm so glad you called, man. That was such a nugget of insight.
So, Jesse, I love you, and you give real ramdass vibes. But for Christians, so you're the greatest.
Thank you, man. You stay with us, all right?
Okay.
All right. Are you doing the silent prayer?
I'm trying.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
It's like what Ramdas says. You know, you always come down. So it's an ongoing challenge.
Well, stay with it. Just watch those thoughts and do nothing about them. Don't fight with them. Don't argue with them. Do nothing. Just be aware. And they will disappear.
That's the way. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Take care now. Amazing. Super chat.
Sweet. Super chat.
Super chat.
Ree Nestio says, Jesse, is having a meaning to live and thinking something is worth living for the same thing? Wouldn't it be ideal to live life without meaning? Why does it seem like seekers need some godly answers?
I don't understand the question. Break it down.
I can try.
Yeah, nice.
Go ahead.
I think they're saying, isn't purpose deceiving? Why do you need something worth living for when not having something could allow you to be more in line?
And you say what to that?
I would say, I should read some books. That was super intricate. I'm going to have to read some philosophy type. I think I would say you could probably be more even keel if you don't have some sort of purpose you're chasing. Because when you're passionate, you're easy to like waver, right? Yeah. But I think that it's kind of like more of a Buddhist mentality. You know,
but
like a lot of like shamans and stuff are kind of preach that, like, you know, be still in place. Don't chase. Don't like pursue. Just sort of exist. Maybe there's some truth to that. I think balance.
There's only one purpose in life. Is to overcome your hell, your misery.
And spread the good news.
Yeah. No. Just overcome your hell.
But Jesus sends us out to spread the good news.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, you are spreading the good news.
But if you become one with God, he will work through you to spread the truth.
Yeah.
For those who want to hear, because most people don't want the truth.
Yeah.
Most people love their thrills. They love their misery. Do
That's
you love your
fact.
Thrills?
That's a fact. I've caught myself addicted to misery for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drop the anger. Then you would know God.
You're so true. So right. That is so right. Is this a topic y'all talk about a lot, the anger thing?
Yeah. A lot.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Indeed.
It's good.
Because anger is evil and it keeps you away from God.
Now that you've said all this, you know how I came in here and I was like, I'm such a fan of yours because you stand on truth. You know what? I now think it's because you have freed yourself of anger. So you're able to like ask the same question 10 times and no response pisses you off. That makes a lot of sense, actually.
Drop your anger, man. Then you shall know God.
Mm.
But you can't know him. You know about him. You read about him and talk about him and all that. But knowing about God is not knowing God. Mm. You just know about him. Mm. You got to forget about him, and then you would know him.
Mm. Mm. Is there actual...
Can you stop thinking about God?
Well, I have a hard time stopping thinking about anything.
You need to.
Yeah, my brain goes like a wheel.
You know your thoughts are evil, right?
Yeah.
They're not your own.
What did you say? All thoughts
are all lies.
Are all lies all the time about anything. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Yeah. Man, I got a lot of thoughts, dude. I got a tree of lies in my head.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's why you got to stop listening to them.
Yeah. That's why I started pulling away from knowledge. Some knowledge,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. Let knowledge go. Don't hold on to it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, super insightful. So here's an action. So I'd love for you to give me and the viewers some actions that we could take to let go of anger. So obviously you've given me the instruction to forgive my mother, to forgive my father.
Yeah.
So those are actions I can take. Are there other like in the moment actions that you practice to stay angerless?
Once you forgive your mother, the spirit of anger is going to be taken away from you. You won't have it in you. It'll be gone. Wow. Because they're just demons anyway.
Yeah.
And they made a home in your body, in your mind. And they'll be taken away. When you forgive your parents, God will forgive you. Because human beings can't forgive. We admit we're wrong. And that's what forgiveness is. Mm. And he will take away the spirit of anger. So you want to have to think about it.
That's amazing. That makes sense. That's how it was with alcohol for me.
Yeah, because they're demons in your mind.
Yeah.
And so from that point, you stay present. Rather than living in your head thinking about the past or the future, that's where Satan dwells, in the past and the future, which doesn't exist anyway. But you stay present where God is, and your life will happen naturally.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do anything.
That's amazing.
But stay present.
Man, I got so much more out of this than I was expecting. That's crazy, dude. The last thing I thought coming here was going to be I was going to go home like with ways to better myself.
Be black.
That's awesome. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Super chat. Let's finish this.
Knee Mads. Nia Mads. Tom, thank you. Welcome, new member, as well as AKP. Pardon my butchering of your name, Nia Mads or Knee Mads. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Leo, Jesse, Mass's house is being haunted behind you. Aren't you going to go in there and save him? Save Massa.
No, let him suffer.
Save Massa.
When my Massa say he sick, I say, yes, Massa, we sick. Wow. Amazing.
Wow. Where did that come from?
You know how down in Alabama, I grew up on a plantation.
No.
And I had a Massa.
No, you
didn't.
And
when my Massa say he was sick.
He's lying.
When my Massa,
you grew up on a plantation.
When my master said he's sick, I'm like, yes, master, we sick.
That's crazy.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it is. That's an amazing story, dude.
Thank you.
7 from someone, for I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Malachi 3:6.
All right, on. Thank you. Okay, I got to stop there.
All right, we'll read the rest of y'all's Super Chats tomorrow.
Thank you all. I appreciate it. Let me go to first time call out of North Carolina. Andrea, you are on the air.
Hi there.
Hey, Andrea.
I'm so happy to make it through, and it's my first time.
Right on.
And just thank you so much for everything. I had a question about, I try to do the silent prayer in the morning and the night, and it's practical thoughts that just swarm my head about things that need to be done or to do. And then I get frustrated. Am I just giving up too fast?
Yeah, when you see those thoughts, it's the light of God just shining on your thoughts, right? But the devil put all this in there to try to stop you from being still. And so just watch them. Don't do anything about them at that point. Just watch them. And then you get up and you do your work, your practical work and whatever you need to do. But just stay with it and do nothing about it.
Okay. And some of it's kind of I have a history of anxiety, like with what, oh goodness, what needs to be done.
Right.
So then that's also, if I just keep watching it, then that can help
relax
that part.
I promise you, when you drop the anger, anxiety, depression, HDD, suicidal thoughts, loneliness will all disappear. That only live with people who are angry.
Amen. I have the second part of my question is that I live with a very angry husband, and I feel like I've been working on myself, and it's just like it's his energy and his words and things like that, and I want to kind of protect myself from that, but I don't really know how.
Your question for me is what?
Well, is there any way living with such an angry person and having such, like, words being spoken of anger and that, is there any way to protect yourself from from that?
It's really hard when you're working on yourself and the other person is not, because the evil in them is going to hate the light in you. But don't judge him. He's asleep. He's blind and cannot see. So don't judge him. And you stay with it, you may have to leave him. But the spirit of truth will guide you in what to do. But just don't judge him, so that while you're with him, you can be there and not be bothered. But don't argue with him. Don't judge him. You just live your life and leave him in his misery. Don't judge him.
Okay, and that judgment part, that's big. Also, I thought maybe I should, like, do the kind of forgiveness with him like I did with my parents.
Do you resent
because
him?
Because I do.
Yeah, you got to forgive him.
Done. Yeah.
If you're angry at him, you're judging him. So forgive him.
Yeah.
And then God will forgive you. And then you'll be able to stay or leave. It won't be a problem.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. You've changed my life, and I know so many others, and I really appreciate your work. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Stay with us, all right?
I will do so, and thank you.
All right. Amazing. Last word. We're about to end, Matthew. Last word.
Thank you, man.
Amazing.
That's my last word. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, appreciate it. This exceeded my expectations, so I'm really grateful that I got to do this.
Right, fun having you here, man. We're going to have to bring you back.
Yeah, I would love that. Okay. Pleasure meeting you. Thanks for listening, everybody, and God bless.
Thank you. I am so out of time. The Hake Report is coming up now. Not the fake report, but the Hake Report from 9 to 11. And then after that, the American Anchor Baby. I'll be back tomorrow, Open Line Friday / Black Friday tomorrow. We love the blacks.
Yes.
I said we do too. You love the blacks, right?
I got love for black people, for
sure.
What's
wrong with the blacks?
What's wrong with them? I mean, what is it, like 4 billion or something? Like, that's a lot of people that say there's... I try to stay away from generalizations, but...
Amazing. to the caller, Chris from Georgia. Gabriel from first time call out of Texas. Matt from Australia. Is the earth flat around?
I think there's no shape. It's data.
It's data?
It's a projection of consciousness.
Are you the only one in the world that say that?
I might be. It might be an original. Well, I don't come up with thoughts, and they lie to me all the time about everything, always. So,
all,
you know what?
All thoughts are all lies all the
time. I'm going to have to retract that. I don't know a thing. I'm a quick learner.
All right, y'all. Thank you for your super chat. We will finish those tomorrow. And your donations to Barn, I appreciate it. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Check out my book, For Rage to Responsibility. I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it.
And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone, and you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND.